The Burton Panthers baseball is on the air. Tonight's playoff game against Harper is made possible by St. John's United Church of Christ in Burton, Burton ISD, Collier Construction, Sendero Arbor Care, Brenham National Bank, Dahman & Associates, BVR Material, Quality Glass, Burton Meat Processing, Brenham Collision Center, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Burton Friends and Neighbors, Woodson Lumber Company, Blinn College, Market Realty, J&J Packing, Conjura Tile, Citizen State Bank, DDM Pipe and Steel, TNT Car Wash, Mattress Guys, First Baptist Church of Burton, Hody Farms, Tegler Toyota, Wellman's Insurance, Tilleman Construction, Daryl Kiki, Katie and Trent, and Burton Chamber of Commerce. We'll be right back with Javi Jr. and Tommy Lange and the pregame right after these words from our sponsors.
KWHI invites you to tune in this Sunday to hear the Search the Scriptures with Pastor Larry Attiker from the First Baptist Church in Burton. It airs every Sunday morning at 10:30 on KWHI 1280. You'll enjoy music and a verse-by-verse study through the entire books of the Bible. We look forward to you joining us this Sunday at 10:30 on Friendly Country KWHI. First Baptist Church in Burton would like to give a huge congratulations to the Burton Panthers on their winning season and good luck in the playoffs.
When you buy insurance, you should have many choices. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. We provide you with companies you're familiar with, and we're very proud to now be offering Germania Insurance Company. Because Wellman Insurance Agency is an independent agency, we offer you several choices of insurance for your business, auto, home, life, and health. Find more choices when you choose Wellman Insurance Agency, your new local Germania agents. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
The mission of Burton High School is to provide the highest quality education possible to all students to the fullest extent of their individual abilities. And Burton High School has earned a distinction for academic achievement from the state of Texas. Burton High School is especially proud of the Panthers baseball team on their hard work and diligence. Join the student body, teachers, and staff at Burton High School in supporting the Burton Panthers by attending the baseball playoff games. Go Panthers!
Alrighty, as we come back here to Buda for getting ready for the second head of this doubleheader between the Burton Panthers and the Harper Longhorns. Let everybody use the facilities and get some concessions and everything, because that was an exciting game that I'm sure nobody wanted to leave their seats for. We mentioned before that first game that these teams were separated not by much in their records, identical records in the regular season, and both coming in off a playoff series, of course, that they won. The Harper Longhorns did do so in three games, while the Burton Panthers did so in two, and they're off to a good start here to do so again with a 5-1 win, and we'll be back with some more pregame after a word from our sponsors.
Sendero Arbor Care is thrilled to congratulate the Burton Panthers baseball team and their dedicated coaches on an incredible achievement, making it to the playoffs. At Sendero Arbor Care, they specialize in providing professional tree care services to keep trees on both residential and commercial properties healthy. If you need expert tree care at your home or business, call 979-836-4517. They're dedicated to serving the community with hard work and integrity, ensuring that your trees and property are in excellent hands. Call Sendero Arbor Care today for the health of your trees and property.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school can receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
You've always dreamed of building a Bartominium on your farm or ranch. Well, now's the time to call DDM Custom Metal Buildings in Brenham.
Need a new barn or horse arena? DDM Custom Metal Buildings can help. From storage buildings and workshops to homes and office buildings, DDM has been fabricating metal building components for more than a quarter century. Their staff has the experience to walk you through the entire process, from design to construction. Stop dreaming and start building today by talking with the folks at DDM Custom Metal Buildings in Brenham or visit ddmbuildings.com.
All right, back here to Hayes ISD baseball field in Buda, Texas. And now it's starting to open up, and we can see this hill countryside around the stadium. It is truly a magnificent stadium here in Hayes ISD over in beautiful Buda, with a beautiful turf field and nice forest all around it, surrounding it. No parking lot, just nature all around it. It is a beautiful, beautiful stadium here. And it was a nice, beautiful win as well for the Burton Panthers in that game one, 5-1 against the Granger Longhorns. And just like it was in that first game, a big key to this second game is going to be the errors. At the end of the day, it was a very close game between these two teams, who are very well matched on paper with identical records in the regular season coming into this game. And now they're getting ready for their game two, as so are the fans. You know, the fans were very energetic here in the first game, and don't expect that to die down at all, as you have plenty of parents, family, and friends being energetic, as well as both dugouts making their voices heard here and trying to create as good of a playoff atmosphere as we can. Also, special thanks to the staff here at Hayes ISD High School, who have made it a great playoff atmosphere with some great tunes and wonderful announcing as well on top of everything and keeping track of the lineups. But now on to the game. The biggest thing here is going to be who can come out of the second game. Of course, it is a best of three matchup. So if Burton is able to come out and have another strong performance and win this second game, that will give them the victory. If by some, for some reason, Harper is able to come back and win this second game, that's going to put us in another game that will be tomorrow, Friday, here in Buda again for a game three. And I'm sure the Burton Panthers are going to want to call this one a game, win this second game, to not have to make the trip out here, though I'm sure they will be prepared if they do have to. But needless to say, they're going to want to put an end to this one here in this second game. And the key to that is going to be the pitching, of course. We saw some fantastic pitching from Tyler Witt there in that first game. 9 strikeouts in 7 innings for the young man, who has impressed all year, and this game was no different. This Burton team is going to be looking to come out strong. While they did have good pitching in that first game, that was not exactly the case from the bats, as the Harper Longhorns came out with their own strong pitching performance of their own and were able to quiet down these Burton bats all the way up until the seventh inning. And in the seventh inning, the Burton Panthers were able to come alive from the bats. So hopefully that can carry over to the next game and provide a bit of a hotter start for this game two for the Burton Panthers. So those are the things to look for in this game two, and we'll be back with some more pregame after a word from our sponsors.
Do you have a number one on your list when it comes to quality new home construction, remodeling, or plumbing repairs? Tielemann Construction and Stegen Tielemann Plumbing have been serving this community for over 64 and 47 years, respectively. With such a strong history of lasting quality, make Tielemann Construction your first choice for any of your residential needs. Tielemann Construction is proud to sponsor the local area athletes and is cheering for the Burton Panthers in the playoffs.
BVR Materials would like to wish the Burton Panther baseball team good luck in the playoffs. BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds and dozer work. Just call 979-530-5476. That's 979-530-5476.
6.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors supports the Burton baseball team and wishes them good luck in the playoffs. Support the Burton High School baseball team this spring by attending their games. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Panthers from everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors.
All right, back here to Buda as we are doing the pregame for the second head of the doubleheader between the Burton Panthers and the Harper Longhorns. And after a strong 5-1 victory, going to the second game, it's going to be all about whether Burton can continue that hot streak on the bats as they woke up in that seventh inning last game. Can they carry that over into this game for a hot start today? And how will the pitching hold up after what was a phenomenal performance in that first game? And something nobody can control, Tommy, how is this weather going to hold up?
Mother Nature is out of our hands. That's in the hands of the man upstairs. But, again, I'm going to reiterate what you just said. Two really, really good pitching performances by two pitchers that just did exactly what they needed to do. The Longhorns were the first ones to score there in that bottom of the sixth inning. But you know what? That never say die attitude by those Burton Panthers. They get the leadoff hitter in Ryder Biggs up on get him to get that single, and from there it was just Panthers moving forward and getting those five runs. And I tell you what, when you put five runs in the top of the seventh, it sure dampens your spirits going into the bottom of the seventh.
Yes, sir. And, you know, it's a cliche for a reason. Doesn't matter how many times you get knocked down. It's all about how you get back up. That's exactly what this Burton Panthers team was able to do. You know, the feeling of the crowd really died down on the Burton side when they gave up that one-run lead in the bottom of the sixth inning. But just like a light switch, as that top of the seventh came out, you can tell these boys were not ready to go down, and they did not. They fought back as hard as you can expect any team to do so. And to say that they fought back is honestly a bit of an understatement, because they exploded back into this game.
Oh, no doubt about it. Every batter that went up there did exactly what he needed to do, and just a huge, huge victory here for the Burton Ball Club. And I tell you what, it goes into this second ball game this evening. It goes advantage Burton.
Yeah, that is definitely the case. And they're able to go in with an advantage after avoiding what would honestly have been disaster to drop this first game in a game where they really had it in control with a strong pitching performance there by Tyler Witt. Now the question is, who is going to be the pitcher coming in this next game? And it looks like it's going to be Eli Yeager. So Biggs came in to finish off that last game, and Eli Yeager is going to come in to start off this second game. And we'll be back with the starting lineups after a word from our sponsors.
I'm Anthony Jasinski, and I have an urgent message.
Excited to introduce to you Brenham's own mattress guy. Handcrafted all new line of mattresses called Rolobed. I designed this product with comfort, quality, and cooling in mind. Rolobed wraps you in plush support for the ultimate sleep experience. Whether you prefer firm or soft, Rolobed offers you both for the price of one.
Yeehaw!
And don't forget, this is exclusively offered at Mattress Guys, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham, or call 836-1010 today.
Collier Construction is pleased to be a part of Washington County and proud of the Burton youth. They support the local students in their efforts to excel in all areas, whether it's in academics, sports, music, or drama. They wish all the best to the school administrations, faculty, and students of Burton Independent School District during the academic year. Collier Construction congratulates the Panthers on a great baseball season and invites you to join them in supporting the Burton Panthers in their quest for state.
What's the biggest myth about interscholastic performing arts? That you have to be the most talented or experienced to participate. The truth is, anyone can be a part of their school's performing arts. there are countless opportunities for students to participate, from theater, choir, and band to speech and debate. The bottom line, if you want to perform, there's a place for you.
This message presented by the NFHS and the UIL.
All right, as we come back here, getting ready for game two of this doubleheader, it's time for the starting lineups, just to let y'all know if there's any changes that have been made, and we do have a couple of changes here. So let's get through the lineups, and I will highlight those changes here in a second. For the Harper Longhorn baseball team, it's going to be the reserves are going to be number 3, Dusty Tash, number 4, J.C. Smith, number 5, Jackson Ince, 6, Damian Suarez, number 7, Garrett Ressman, number 8, Chase Hawkins, number 11, Mario Hernandez, number 13, Kalen Bernhard, number 14, Brogan Ocker, number 17, Jax Bounds, 19, Bentley Hernandez, 20, Heath Wisdom, and 22, Travis Warmund. For the starting lineup, it's going to be batting leadoff, Drew Chandler. He'll be in the catcher position, number 24. Then it'll be number 2, Bryson Denton, playing in second base, followed by 21, Braden Lake, playing in first base. Then batting cleanup is going to be number 10, Connor Malden, number 10, who will be in left field. Batting in the fifth position is going to be number 23, Blaine Craig, over in third base, followed by number 18, William Spaeth, who will be the starting pitcher for the Harper Longhorns in the second game. Then it'll be number 15, Jalen Wilson, center fielder, followed by number 9, Tate Garrett, in shortstop. And to round off the lineup is going to be number 1, Ethan Ballard, over in right field for the Harper Longhorns. And of Coach Lake in the dugout, Coach Garrett Wisdom, and Coach Stephen Wisdom. Looks like we got a pair of brothers over in the coaching staff of the Harper Longhorns. And the big changes for the Harper Longhorns is going to be, of course, Braden Lake will now be in first base for the Longhorns instead of instead of J.C. Smith, who now goes to the reserves. Connor Malden will remain in left field. And another change is going to be William Spaeth coming in as the pitcher, and replacing him at shortstop is going to be number nine, Tate Garrett. And those are the changes for the Harper Longhorn baseball team to keep a lookout in the lineup as we go to the second game. So a changer at pitcher results in a changer at shortstop and third and first base. Now it's time for the Burton Panthers, who are up 1-0 on the series. Their starting lineup is... Or I apologize, let me start with their reserves. Their reserves are going to be Lelos, Simonac, Odom, Fuller, Rosemar, Lyles, Modest goes over to the reserves, and of course A.R. Fuller is going to be there as well. All right, and now going to the starting lineup for the Burton Panthers. I get a clearer copy here. With the rain coming down, we've got a little bit of rain in our papers, and it's making it a little bit harder to read. So for the starting lineup, it's going to be playing in the shortstop position. It's going to be Tyler Witt, who just had the pitching matchup in the first game, followed by number 4, Logan Tosta, over in second base. Then it'll be Ryder Biggs, who will move over to third base, number 3, followed by number 8, Rodriguez, batting in the cleanup position in center field, followed by number 14, Eli Yeager, who will be the pitcher, starting pitcher for game 2, followed by number 13, Braden Martin, who will remain at the catcher position. Then it'll be number 12, Brady Griffin, who stays in right field. Houston Hody will become the designated hitter, and Raymer will be over in left field. And, of course, there's going to be Coach Thaler, head coach Thaler, over in the dugout with assistant coach Clinton Smith. and manager Austin Bostain and bat boy Aaron Thaler. Looks like the son of Coach Matt Thaler.
You got that right.
So we'll be back with some more pregame after a word from our sponsors, and that was the starting lineups.
Are you looking for a new or pre-owned Toyota? Then look no further than Tegeler Toyota in Brenham. For over 30 years, Tegeler Toyota has been helping you go places. Come by and visit our friendly sales staff who can assist in finding which new Toyota car, truck, or SUV is right for you. Tegeler Toyota has also been there even after the sale with our award-winning service department. Tegeler Toyota, conveniently located at 1515 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Visit us online at TeglerToyota.com.
Hody Farms in Burton is a proud supporter of the Panthers baseball and Lady Panthers softball teams as they head into the playoffs. A special shout out to their own, Natalie and Houston. Your family is so proud of you both. For your next show pigs, for 4-H or FFA projects, give Hody Farms in Burton a call. 979-251-4718. Good luck in the playoffs. Go Big Red, all the way to state.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060.
J&J Packing is a proud supporter of the Burton baseball team. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire says, go Panthers!
And after the starting lineups here for Game 2, we saw a couple of changes there in the lineups for both teams, Tommy. Of course, we had to get different pitchers into the game, but we saw a couple other changes there. Burton Panthers notably bringing in Matt Raymer into bat at the bottom of the lineup. He was only playing left field in this last game, and now he comes in. So Coach Thaler maybe looking to change things up, saw the same thing we saw in that first game, which was that the bats, while the pitching was fantastic, the bats did come out a little flat, and they were able to come in the clutch, but you want to see that throughout the whole game. So just trying to change up the pace a little bit here, looks like, is what Coach Thaler's doing.
What the Burton Panthers need to do is they just need to pick up right back where they left off.
Exactly.
You need to have a good inning. What you do not want to do is you do not want the Harper Longhorns to come up and get a run or two in this top half of the first inning, because then all of a sudden you make it advantage Harper. So what we'd love to see is a good three up, three down, and those hitters come up, pick up right where they left off.
Yes, sir. You know, we like to make it a cliche that, hey, every game you come out, it's 0-0 starting off fresh. But the truth of the matter is, when it's a doubleheader, you do carry that momentum from the first game into that second game. So the big key here is going to be, can the Burton Panthers maintain that momentum into the second game? Or can the Harper Longhorns steal that momentum with a couple of runs on their own to start the game off hot and see what happens there? But the cliche is, of course, and I will submit to it, it is 0-0. We're coming in fresh.
No doubt about it. New ball game, new time, and let's see which team handles it better.
Yeah, and speaking of handling it better, we're going to have to see which team comes out ready to handle the ball better, because that was a key difference for both teams in this first game was the errors. So we're going to go ahead and say that's the same key to this next game, is who can keep the errors low, as that was a deciding factor in that last game. If you see the scoreboard, the Harper Longhorns had 4 errors compared to the 2 errors by the Burton Panthers, and that was decidedly the key difference in this game. It was a 4-run difference between the two teams, but I'll go ahead and say that was a little bit deceptive, because it was a lot closer than a 4-run game.
Right, and you know, the big key was there on that bunt, and I'm going to go back to that bunt by Rodriguez. The pitcher just overthrew the first baseman. Second baseman did an excellent job of backing up the throw, but then the runner was going to third, and he just airmails one to third base, which allowed Ryder Biggs to score, and then it just steamrolled from there.
Yes, sir. And you mentioned a player that I really want to highlight. Ruben Rodriguez over in center field, batting cleanup for these Burton Panthers team. You know, he's the one that made the error that allowed the score to come in that bottom of the sixth inning. And he was up to bat second after the leadoff rider Biggs in that top of the seventh inning. And you know what? When you talk about being able to take one on the chin and bounce back, how about that from Ruben Rodriguez? He was able to make a mistake, and instead of getting down on himself like a good quarterback, that's the same thing for baseball. You got to have that short-term memory, that amnesia, and forget about the bad play and come out and make a good play. And he didn't make a good play. He made a great play with a textbook, perfect bunt down the line. Yes, it was an error by the pitcher, but he put the pressure on the pitcher. And not only that, with some great base running, able to score the go-ahead run, which ultimately was the difference in this game.
Ryder Biggs' single was huge, but that bunt by Rodriguez was absolutely perfect. They did not have a play at second base, and it just so happened he overthrows, and here we go. So great job. Good job by the Panthers. Good coaching job by Coach Thayer.
Yes, sir. That was the key difference in that ballgame. And we'll be back with the national anthem and some more pregame after a word from our sponsors.
Playoff season is here, and Quality Glass is proud to stand behind the Burton Panther baseball team. Just like the Burton Panthers, Quality Glass plays to win, offering expert automotive glass services with speed, skill, and precision. From windshields to back glass and everything in between, they get the job done right the first time. Let the pros at Quality Glass knock it out of the park. They're a hometown favorite for a reason. Here's to a strong playoff run. Go get them, Panthers. Quality Glass, where quality is more than a name.
Need to open a checking or savings account, but just can't seem to find the time to get to the bank? We have a solution for you with online account opening from Brenham National Bank. Go to our website, www.bnbank.bank, and click open an account from either your computer or mobile device. At Brenham National Bank, we make banking easy. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what.
Go fight, win, Burton Panthers. The Burton Chamber of Commerce is proud of the Panther baseball team and congratulates them on making it to the playoffs and to all Burton ISD sports and academic participants. The Burton Chamber, citizens and businesses, salute the athletes and coaches for all of their hard work. Stay current on area events by liking Burton Chamber of Commerce on Facebook and following them on Twitter. Become a member today and check out their website at burtontexas.org.
All right, as the weather is a little bit unsure here in Buda, we're going to get straight to the second game of the doubleheader UIL playoff matchup between the Harper Longhorns and the Burton Panthers. And start things off is going to be a fly ball out to right field as Chandler leads things off for the Longhorns. And that's going to be a quick out for the Burton Panthers as Eli Yeager gets his first out on his first batter. That's one up, one down. Great way to start the ball game here for the Burton Panthers. And that's going to bring out second baseman number two, Bryson Denton, out, who we saw has the ability to hit the ball and get on base. And Eli Yeager looking to prevent that here. Here's the pitch. And a check swing there by Denton, but it gets into the strike zone on that knee-high outside corner. That's going to be the 0-1 count here for Yeager. Here's the 0-1 pitch, and that one's going to be fouled up to the right side behind him over the netting. 0-2 now to Denton.
Tell you what, great start here by Yeager. 0-2 on the number two hitter.
As he jumps ahead on the count, and he's going to put this one way up and outside. That was clearly a pitch that just got away from Yeager. As the rain, right on cue, as the rain starts to pick up, you have to wonder whether he wasn't expecting that ball to be a little slick, and that's why it got away from him. But nonetheless, 1-2 with one out here. Lefty Yeager versus the righty Denton. And this one, again, up and away for Yeager, 2-2. As you hear, the dugout for the Harper Longhorns trying to stay animated, keep their team in, and keep the try to swing the momentum their way. This was going to be fouled back on the 2-2 pitch by Denton. That's going to fill, that's going to keep him alive in the count 2-2. And after what was honestly a devastating finish for the Harper Longhorns to the last game, they're just looking to make something happen here. Here's the 2-2 pitch and a swing and a miss there on a beautiful changeup there by Eli Yeager. That's going to be the second out of the inning for the Burton Panthers. Two up, two down for them. Eli Yeager getting off to the perfect start to his game. Two batters, that's two outs for Yeager.
Good job there by Yeager.
And with the two outs, here's the first pitch. That was number 21. This was going to be way up high out to the right field. It's got some legs on it. And that one is gone. That's a two-out home run for the Harper Longhorns on a deep, deep shot by 21, Braden Lake. And, Tommy, it looks like he just had to take the pitcher's cap off from last game. And his and the hitter in him came out. And now his first at-bat of the second half. Second head of the doubleheader, he's going to get a home run to give the Harper Longhorns a quick 1-0 lead in this ballgame. And it's just what we talked about. Can they come out and make an impact to steal some of that momentum? And with the way this crowd is sounding, I think they've stolen some of that momentum here.
I tell you what, that was a no-doubter right off the bat.
Yeah, that one.
I tell you what, that young man, he got all of that one right there.
Yeah, that one had some legs on it. And that was going to be this is going to be number 10, Malden, up to bat. And that's going to be right side fouled, 0-1. Sorry, Tommy, you were saying?
What a way to lose a no-hitter.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
So 0-1 here to Malden, right-handed batter for the Longhorns. He's going to take this one outside, even up the count at 1 with a ball.
Oh, my God. The clouds are a little gray here now. We're just going to have to wait and see what Mother Nature does here.
Yeah, this one's going to be popped out into right field. This one's not going to have enough legs on it, and that's going to retire the side, but not before the Harper Longhorns were able to put up a home run on the board to take a 1-0 lead here against the Burton Panthers and snatch momentum away from the Panthers after they won game one. It's a great start here for the Harper Longhorns, and we'll be back with the bottom of the first inning, 1-0 ball game in favor of the Longhorns. After this word from our sponsors.
St. John's United Church of Christ in Burton cheers for the Burton Panthers baseball and softball teams. This Sunday, worship with St. John's United Church of Christ. Worship services are at 8 and 10 a.m. with Sunday school for all ages at 9. As part of the United Church of Christ, they are committed to three great loves: love of neighbor, love of children, and love of creation. No matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are welcome at St. John's United Church of Christ, 516 Colorado Street in Burton. Sharing God's love one person at a time.
Burton Meat Processing specializes in quality meats for your freezer. Bring your animal into Burton Meat Processing for slaughter and processing. Cut and wrap to your specifications. They process calves, pigs, and deer. Call them at 289-4022 to order meat processing. They also have fresh and smoked sausage and bacon available for sale. That's 289-4022 for Burton Meat Processing. 1120 Navasota Street in Burton. Open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 4:30 and Saturday from 8 till noon.
The mission of Burton High School is to provide the highest quality education possible to all students to the fullest extent of their individual abilities. And Burton High School has earned a distinction for academic achievement from the state of Texas. Burton High School is especially proud of the Panthers baseball team on their hard work and diligence. Join the student body, teachers, and staff at Burton High School in supporting the Burton Panthers by attending the baseball playoff games. Go Panthers!
So after the Longhorns were able to start this game off with a home run to get a 1-0 lead here against the Burton Panthers, time to lead things off is Tyler Witt, who will take his pitcher's cap off and come in as a batter leading off the bottom of the first inning, and he is playing shortstop today for this game. And he's going to take that one inside for a ball, 1-0. Next one is going to be in there for a strike to even up the count, 1-1. And he's going to get this one popped off the bat. It's going to be a fly ball out into center field. And a great job by the center fielder there, Jalen Wilson, for the Longhorns to make the catch. And that's going to be the first out of the inning.
Now batting second baseman, number
three. We've got just a little bit heavier sprinkle than what we had before the other game started. So it's just going to be interesting to see what transpires here.
No doubt about that. So with one out, here comes the second hitter for the Burton Panthers. Here's the pitch, and that one's going to be in the dirt, 1-0. And that is Logan Tosta at the plate. Next pitch is going to stay outside, 2-0.
Hey, came with curveball again for the second time in a row, and it broke outside off that outside corner.
And this one popped off the bat. It's going to be a short bouncer over to the shortstop position, but it is going to beat the runner, as that was a close call there by the umpire. He's going to say Logan Tosta was thrown out at first base. Good job there by the shortstop of the Harper Longhorns. That is Garrett over, able to come up, make the grab, and rifle one down to first base in the nick of time. Two outs and two batters away here for the Burton Panthers. So with two outs, here comes the third batter, Ryder Biggs, for the Burton Panthers.
I tell you what, Tate Garrett threw an absolute bullet to first base.
That was as
unbelievable. Close as that is the only thing that made that play as close as what it was.
And a check swing there by Ryder Biggs. The umpire is going to say he went around, and that's going to be 1-1 now.
Ryder, nothing against Ryder, just a little bit fooled on that pitch. Pretty real good curveball.
So with two outs and nobody on, 1-1's the count. Here's the pitch. And that one outside again, 2-1. Ryder Biggs does not fall for this one.
Came back with curveball again. Good job there by Ryder. Way off.
Great discipline.
Way off the mark.
Very disciplined to let that one go by. So here it is, and that one's going to be in the dirt. A one hopper that gets past the catcher, but with nobody on, that would be no consequences to that, and Ryder Biggs will simply have a 3-1 count.
Is that wind a little out of the north, northwest right now? West, maybe? That's what's a little bit scary if we got weather coming out of the west.
So here's the pitch, and that one's going to be a hopper over to third base. Up comes the third baseman to collect it. He's not going to make the throw because it would not have been in time anyway. And Ryder Biggs is going to reach on a hustle play. Got on his horse and got to first base in time to make the third baseman, Craig, not make the decision and hold off on the throw. And that'll be a single for him. Up comes number 8, Ruben Rodriguez, a player that we highlighted in that last game. Oh, they got him in a rundown situation as he tried to steal first, and he's going to go up for it. He looks like he's caught. He's going to row back to first. He's getting chased. Is he going to get there? And the throw off! And in a rundown situation, Ryder Biggs able to zig and zag and move and force the bad throw to first base, and that's going to keep him safe at first base as he wipes his brow and exhales a sigh of relief, because that should have been the out to retire this side, but he's going to stay on first. And like you mentioned, Tommy, so many times when you should make a play and you don't, the next thing that happens is the other team makes a play. Let's see what happens here.
Let's see what happens. I tell you what the pitcher did is, I think he took his eye off the ball and hit, or either he closed his glove too soon, because just hit his glove and bounced straight down.
So with two outs, he, with man on first, and there goes, there tries to go Biggs again, but sees that that he does not have the time and gets it back to first safely. He is playing with fire over there on first base. So 1-0 here, and it's going to be two outs, man on first. And a pickoff attempt over to Ryder Biggs on first is going to be unsuccessful. And that's still Ruben Rodriguez at home plate trying to get a pitch.
Coach Thaler here playing a little small ball. I think he's planning on doing a little either hit and run or either a steal here, attempted steal.
I'd say with the way Biggs is leading off, I think he's looking for a steal attempt, but another pickoff attempt there is unsuccessful. And a hit by pitch as Ruben Hernandez gets hit. And it looks like the pitcher there, William Spaeth for the Longhorns, just got a little jumpy there and got the pitch got away from him, hits the batter, and now that's going to put runners on first and second with two outs. That's going to move a runner into scoring position. That's Ryder Biggs. As you saw, he was already itching to get forward. Let's see what he's going to look like on second base. Of course, a lot harder to pick somebody off at second base than first, right, Tommy?
No doubt about it. I'm trying to look at my score sheet here from the last game.
As we do, it's about soaked right now.
Yeah, just a little bit. But, Eli Yeager was part of that that seventh inning there when the Panthers scored seven runs. He had a walk and scored a run. So let's see if we can have a repeat.
Yeah, Eli Yeager, just as strong a batter as he is a pitcher. And that goes for both of these pitchers for the Burton Panthers, Tyler Witt and Eli Yeager, able to do it both ways as we now see Tyler Witt in shortstop, which we actually joked about last game.
No doubt about it.
So with two outs, here's Eli Yeager. He's got a man on first and second. Here's the pitch. And the umpire's going to say that one was outside of the strike zone, and that's going to be 1-0.
Pretty good looking pitch.
Curveball that looked to me, he wanted it to break back.
Yeah,
inside.
And it may have held up high.
But it did not break on time for him, so that's going to make it 1-0. 1-0 pitch, here it is. And that one's going to be in the dirt as the catcher Chandler does a great job to get in front of it, because I'll tell you what, if that one would have gotten past him, it would have been trouble here for the Harper Longhorns.
Say, well, we got a 2-0 count here, and he hadn't come close with a strike on Yeager as yet.
Yep, good point there, Tommy. Let's see what he gives him now with a 2-0 count and runners on first and second. Here's the pitch from Spaeth, and another ball. That's three balls in a row.
Came back with curveball again and broke it inside low.
And technically after that hit by pitch, I believe that's five balls in a row here by Spaeth. So can he hunker down, get back on track with a strike here? 3-0 count, two out, runners on first, second. Here's a throw, and this one is going to catch that strike zone. Upper outside corner, 3-1. He does just that, getting back on track with a strike. And you can see Ryder Biggs is itching to go to third over there. The 3-1 pitch. And that one's going to be outside, and that's going to load the bases with two outs here. As Spaeth misses the strike zone, that's going to be a walk to load the bases.
Catcher number 13, Braden Martin.
And up comes Braden Martin, number 13, right-handed batter for the Burton Panthers, looking to cause some damage here, looking to get his team back in it, and we're going to have a pinch runner. That's number 16, I believe, yes. Isaac Modis in for to pinch run at first base.
Number 16, Isaac.
So base is loaded here. Not much of a worse situation for a pitcher. And he's going to have to come here and try to throw himself out of that.
He's going to have to throw strikes somehow.
So Spaeth with the first pitch. He's going to put that one in the strike zone, put it over the plate and low in the strike zone. 0-1.
It came back with curveball again, and very, very effective.
So 0-1 with two outs and bases loaded. Here is Braden Martin looking to make something happen, cause some damage here for the Burton Panthers.
Ooh, same nice, identical pitch.
Another nice curveball there by William Spaeth is going to catch that knee-high outside corner for a second strike, and he's going to jump well ahead of the count here at 0-2.
just literally froze Martin in his tracks.
0-2, here it is, and that's going to be a foul ball down the right side up against the fence. As the runners are going to have to take their positions back on first, second, and third. They're all looking to run here. But nonetheless, Braden Martin's going to have to make some contact to make that happen. He's going to get set back up well behind the count, 0-2. Here's the pitch from Spaeth, and that one's going to stay up high for Spaeth, 1-2. With bases loaded, I'd say Spaeth has some sweat coming down his brow here. Now, with two strikes, is he going to be able to get out of this situation, or are the Burton Panthers going to be able to take advantage? Here's the 1-2 pitch, and that one's going to be right in the air, and that's going to be one run scoring, possibly two, as the cutoff throw is to there, and he's going to slide in safe for the second run. And just like last game, after going down 1-0 to the Harper Longhorns, the Burton Panthers are able to bounce back and get two runs quickly, and that's going to be a 2-1 ball game here in favor of the Burton Panthers. Now with runners on the corners after the bases loaded situation and two outs in the inning.
We go back to that drop ball there on the pickoff play when they had Ryder Biggs dead to right and mishandled that throw.
Here's the run. Is another rundown situation. Looks like a double steal attempt. Isaac Modis is going to, they're going to go to third instead. Isaac Modis is going to get onto third just in the nick of time as you hear some protests from the Harper faithful here. And the damage is going to happen with the runner on first, Braden getting over to second.
Yeah, you notice he had a little conversation there with Coach Thaler also. Made that play a little bit closer than what it should have
been. Coach did not like how close he made that play. And here's the pitch to the first pitch to number 12, Brady Griffin, who's going to take it, going to swing and miss on a low pitch, 0-1.
He came back with curveball again and broke it, and Griffin just couldn't catch up to it.
Yeah, the Panthers definitely dealing with a changeup pitcher here. And that one's going to be in the dirt, get barely past the catcher, but not far enough to bring another run in. Good job there by Chandler to get in front of the ball and minimize the damage there. So now with runners on second and third, that's Braden Martin at second. Isaac Modis is pinch runner at third. Here's the 1-1 pitch, and another swing and a miss there by Brady Griffin, as honestly, both strikes have been him chasing something down low on a curveball, and he's got to be more disciplined and know that curveball is coming just based on the tendencies of this pitcher.
I tell you what, Spaeth just keeps coming back with that curveball, and if he gets it in the strike zone, they just can't catch up to it.
1-2, here's the pitch, and Brady Griffin's going to swing on this one. This one in the strike zone, high fly ball out to right field. Right fielder's going to make a play on it, and a successful play there by Ethan Ballard, and that's going to retire the side as the Burton Panthers are able to take a 2-1 lead here in the bottom of the first. Great job there by the Burton Panthers to answer after giving up a run in the top of the first, a home run, and 2-1 ball game in favor of the Burton Panthers. We'll be back with the top of the second inning after this word from our sponsors.
Start preparing for warmer weather and keep your livestock cool with a new stock tank from Woodson Lumber. They have any size to fit your needs and budget. Woodson Lumber offers a wide range of treated fence posts, barbed wire, and field fence to suit any property size and keep your livestock secured and protected. With expert staff to guide you and high-quality products that cater to your specific needs, Woodson Lumber is your one-stop shop for everything you need to thrive in your farm or ranch. Come visit us today in Brenham, Caldwell, and Lexington.
Kenduratile Incorporated at 1004 North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Kenduratile has been owned and operated by the Kendura family since 1967, and they're avid supporters of the youth of Washington County. The owners and staff of Kenduratile congratulate the Burton Panther baseball team on a great season and wish them good luck during the playoffs. Kenduratile thanks all the coaches and parents for helping make this experience possible for the young people of Burton High School. Go Panthers all the way to state.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor. specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060.
J&J Packing is a proud supporter of the Burton baseball team. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire says, go Panthers!
All right, as we make our way back here, it's going to be the Burton Panthers back up to the mound. And how about a couple thoughts here on this game so far, Tommy, as we've gotten up to a much more exciting start than last game?
Oh, I tell you what, just a totally different ball game. You get the Longhorns getting that big home run out of there, out of Lake in the number three hole, and then the Burton Panthers come up. You get Biggs to get on with a single. They had him in a dead rundown, and all he had to do was just catch the ball, make the tag, and mishandle the ball, and it went downhill from there. With the Burton Panthers scoring two runs.
And it's like we mentioned, it seems like it's a rule of baseball. Every time you have a chance to make a play and you fail to make that play, you're opening the door for the other team to make a big play.
A great point. When you have an opportunity to make plays, you got to make plays.
And first two pitches are going to even up the count 1-1 here as Jaeger goes against Blaine Craig, right-handed batter and third baseman for the Longhorns.
Well, we'll see how Jaeger responds now.
And on the 1-1 pitch, that one's going to be left downstairs 2-1. Yeah, you always got to wonder what a big home run like that does for a pitcher's confidence, but he's come out here and thrown with confidence and looks like he's unshaken by it. Exactly what you like to see. So 2-1, here's the pitch, and this one inside. Going to leave it 3-1, so he's going to find himself behind the count as Craig jumps in front of the count 3-1. And here is the 3-1 pitch, and that one's going to be a line drive out to center field. It's got legs on it. Not going to get out, but it's going to hit the wall, and that's going to be a stand-up double for Blaine Craig, a leadoff standoff double, as he celebrates on second base because he knows he's given his team a good start to answer back after they've allowed two runs to the Burton Panthers. A ideal start here for the Harper Longhorns. And up comes number 18, the pitcher for the Longhorns, William Spaeth, for his first pitcher-on-pitcher matchup against Eli Jaeger. That is the lefty Eli Jaeger against the right-handed batter William Spaeth.
Tell you what, Craig, what he did is he got a pitch shaded toward the outer part of the plate, went with the pitch to right center field, a couple of hops to the wall, goes in to second base with a stand-up double.
Yeah, great play there by Craig. And the first pitch here to Spaeth is going to be a low one for a ball, 1-0. And on the 1-0 pitch, this is going to be in the dirt to Martin. Great job by Martin to get in front of it, not let it go past him. Keeps the runner at second and tosses the ball back to Eli Jaeger, who finds himself behind the count 2-0. Great job here by William Spaeth getting ahead of it 2-0. Good eyes there by the pitcher. 2-0, here it is. And this was going to be a fly ball left field. It's got some legs. Back goes the left fielder for the Burton Panthers. That's Matt Raymer back there, who makes a great read on that ball, who was hit with a lot of power in a hurry to left field, and he makes the play for the first out of the inning to keep the runner at second. And up comes Jalen Wilson, center fielder and right-handed batter for the Harper Longhorns.
Big key there was he got it up in the air, hit the ball really well, got it up in the air a little bit, and Javi, as you can see, that wind is, you know, kind of out of the north-northwest. And held that ball up a little bit. Good job by Raymer making the play.
Yeah, Jalen Wilson takes the first one for a strike. And just like you mentioned, I mean, that flag is pointing directly at us, meaning that wind is coming straight from center field here to home plate. And a swing and a miss there by Jalen Wilson. And Eli Jaeger doing a great job here. He's going to find himself ahead of the count 0-2. And let's see what Jalen Wilson here has for him. Well behind the count 0-2. And he's going to put it in the dirt. Good job there by Braden Martin to stay in front of it. But an easy read there by Wilson to just let that one go by.
Eli came back with curveball and just broke it down a little bit too low down into the dirt. Good stop there by the catcher. Got him.
And a great punch out there by Eli Yeager as he gets strikeout. That's his second strikeout on the evening.
Now batting.
To strike out Jalen Wilson. And now comes out number nine, Tate Garrett. Is actually going to be our first time seeing him at the plate. He did not start last game, but comes in to play shortstop here and batting in the eighth position. Let's see what he has with two outs and one runner on second. First pitch is going to be low. Oh, he's going to catch that knee-high outside corner. Great pitch there by Yeager on the breaking ball. Got it to break just in time. Not too early, not too late. Oh, one pitch. Here it is. That's going to be a fly ball out to right field. Oh, I'm sorry, a line drive out to right field. It goes foul, and that's going to make it 0-2 as Eli Yeager jumps ahead of the count 0-2.
Eli came back with curveball again and had the batter a little bit off balance with that late swing of foul down that right field line.
So now with two outs here, runner in scoring position, the Harper Longhorns find themselves in a position where they got off to a good start but have not been able to capitalize. And just as I say that, it's going to be a fly ball out to center field, shallow center field. And up comes Ruben Rodriguez to make the catch for the out. Good read there by him to take a few steps to run forward and make that catch, not allowing it to fall in. And leaving a runner stranded on second is going to be the Harper Longhorns. And without scoring a run, they're going to stay behind in the ballgame 2-1. We'll be back with the bottom of the second inning after a word from our sponsors.
Look at your vehicle. It's a mess. Just stop at TNT's Car Wash in Brenham for their new touchless car wash system with wash, wax, and sealant options. Now big enough for your oversized vehicles and dually trucks. Get a discount with a gas purchase at Felder's Buy and Buy next door. They also offer do-it-yourself stalls and a covered vacuum area. It's easy, it's affordable, and it's open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Your vehicle will look its best with a quick stop at TNT Car Wash on South Market Street across from Mariachi's.
Whether it's in school, sports, business, or life, it's all about teamwork. Our local teams work hard to represent our community. As your local community bank, we work hard to earn your business. Banking local enables us to continue supporting local teams, schools, organizations, and charities. Thank you for your business. We're proud to continue to support the Burton Panthers. Citizen State Bank, local banking for the community we call home. Member FDIC. Go Panthers.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors supports the Burton baseball team and wishes them good luck in the playoffs. Support the Burton High School baseball team this spring by attending their games. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Panthers from everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors.
All right, as we come back here for the bottom of the second inning with the Burton Panthers leading off, that's Houston Hody, designated hitter at the plate. He's going to put this one right in the hole past third base, but not past the shortstop, who's going to have the throw come in late, and he's going to get safe as he gets on his horse. And you can see him celebrating there because it took a heck of an effort to beat that throw, and he's going to get there after beating the throw from shortstop Tate Garrett of the Longhorns.
Yeah, Garrett did an excellent job just getting his glove on the ball, feeling it cleanly. Good, strong throw to first, just a little bit too late.
Yeah, it looks like that one's going to squeeze through the hole. And, you know, good job by Garrett, because if it did, that would have been a double. And the first pitch to number nine is going to be a swing and a miss, and that is Matt Raymer at the plate. So 0-1 count now to Matt Raymer, right-handed batter for the Panthers. And this was going to be left outside by Spaeth. 1-1.
Spaeth really relying on that curveball.
He has been relying all day. I can definitely say this is a curveball type of pitcher. That's his favorite pitch. You can just tell, you can definitely tell that. So 1-1 count here for Spaeth. Are we going to see another curveball? And that's what we're going to see. And a beautiful bunt laid down there by Raymer. Can they handle this one? And another mistake on the bunt by the Longhorns, and the trend continues for them. Matt Raymer, great job there getting the bat in front of the plate, laying down a bunt right down the first baseline. Makes the pitcher make a decision and make a play. Not able to, and that's going to put runners on first and second with zero outs now for the Burton Panthers.
I tell you what the situation was there. The catcher made the play and made a little bit of an errant throw. Really, I just feel the Longhorns would have been better off with the pitcher making that play and making the throw to first base.
Couldn't agree more there, Tom.
I think they're going to have a discussion here maybe about possibly runner interference, possibly.
Courtesy runner number two, Eli Simlock.
I respect the effort from Coach Lake of the Harper Longhorns, but I just don't see it. Yeah, and that umpires see it the same way. Good effort, though, trying to get a call your way, but you know, it's better for them to look at it and you be told no, because the worst they can say is no.
That's it.
We'll get back into the ball game here. It's going to be back to the top of the lineup, Tyler Witt. And Tyler Witt, his last time out, did fly out to center field. And he's playing in shortstop today, right-handed batter for the Panthers.
Do we have a pinch runner down there?
I don't believe so. I could be wrong. I think
that is a double-digit number.
Here's the pitch, Tyler Witt. He's going to take this one on a high fly ball out to shallow center field. Jalen Wilson's going to come up and make the catch. That's going to be the first out of the inning. As you hear, the Harper faithful here just happy to get an out because it was starting to look a little dire there with men on first and second and zero outs. You get that first out on the board. And like so many times, you just need to see that first one go on the board to give you the confidence to put a couple more up.
I tell you what, that's the second time in a row Witt has flied out to center field.
With one out, here is the pitch to Logan Tosta, and he's going to take it for a ball down low. His last time out, he was throwing out 6-3.
That is correct. Curveball stayed up high.
And a bit of a lazy throw there from the catcher to the pitcher. Gets away from the pitcher. What would you say, Tommy? You think that throw was on the pitcher not catching it or the catcher not throwing it?
I'm going to put that one on the catcher.
So 2-0 count here to Logan Tosta. One out, runners on first and second with one runner in scoring position. Here's the pitch, and that was going to be outside 3-0 as Logan Tosta finds himself in an ideal situation with two runners on.
He gave him strike?
Oh, he gave him a strike on that one. I apologize as I did not see the call. That's 2-1, catching that knee-high outside corner count, according to the umpire. And on the steal attempt, the throw is up high and in safe at second base. Is going to stay number two.
I tell you what, great job there by the center fielder. Good job by the shortstop reaching up to catch it.
Yeah, great job, because if that would have gotten past him, that would have put a runner on third. And on the next one, Logan Tosta is going to put a fly ball out to left field, but not enough legs on it. It's going to be an easy play for the left fielder, Connor Malden, to make. And that's going to be two outs and two away now with runners on first and second for the Burton Panthers, and up comes Ryder Biggs batting in the third position. He did have a single his last time out and scored a run.
Yeah, that goes back. Biggs came up in that bottom half of the first inning, and got that single, and then the little miscue there by the pitcher.
Yeah, just an update here. Over in second base is going to be number two for the Burton Panthers. That's going to be Eli
Simek.
Simek. Appreciate the assistance on the name there, Tom.
I thought we had a substitution there.
You thought correct. That is a Simek over in second base.
It's not raining now. I'll leave these.
It's running for Raymer.
Leave those faithfuls out here on the table. But it is getting chilly.
So 1-1, two outs, runners on first and second. Here's the pitch, and that one right at the pitcher.
Goodness.
And that one's going to sting, but a great by the
what
pitcher.
What a play.
I mean, that one was smoked directly back at the pitcher, and it was so on line. It looks like it hit him in the gut, and it stayed in his gut. Good catch there by the pitcher, good reflexes. That's going to be the third out of the inning and going to retire the side as the Burton Panthers leave two stranded. And still a 2-1 ball game in favor of the Panthers. We'll be back after a word from our sponsors in the top of the third inning.
A funeral is a time of loss and a time of hope. At its best, it can be a tribute to love and life and to the legacy left behind.
Dad gave us so much. Here was our chance to thank him.
Talk to our caring staff about your funeral needs. And let us help you create a ceremony of sensitivity, compassion, and respect. Memorial Oaks Chapel.
Is your auto looking dull no matter how much you wax it? And those scratches on the side, are they too much to bear? Head to Brenham Collision Center, the Spies Hecker Certified Paint and Body Shop in Brenham, for fast quality service and original manufacturer's parts to return your vehicle to looking like it did when you first drove it off the dealership lot. Brenham Collision Center at 810 West Main in Brenham, offering lifetime warranties. They're committed to quality. Congratulations to the Burton Panthers on a winning season, and good luck in the playoffs.
Do you have a home, farm, or ranch project you like to take on? Maybe you need to add a pipe fence or a storage building or barn. No matter what project you have in mind, DDM Pipe and Seal in Brenham can help. DDM Pipe and Seal has a huge inventory so they can supply the pipe, angle iron, tubing, flat plate, roll-up doors, metal building components, and even welding supplies. Their staff will make sure you leave with everything you might need for that project. Get started by visiting them online at ddmbuildings.com or stop by and speak with a friendly folks at DDM Pipe and Steel in Brenham.
All right, back here to beautiful Buda, Texas, as we have the Harper Longhorns up to bat now, down 2-1. That is Ballard up to the plate, right-handed batter. He's going to pop this one up. And a miscommunication there between the second baseman and shortstop. That's Tyler Witt and I'm sorry, and Logan Tosta. And that they collide, but good job by Tosta, able to hold on to the ball. And that'll be one out, one up, one down here for the Burton Panthers, avoiding a crucial mistake there.
That could have been fatal. A little miscommunications there, but they did get the out.
Here's with one out. Here it is, Chandler, as we get back to the top of the order. He's going to foul this one right side over the netting. Make it 0-1 here for Eli Yeager. That is the lefty Eli Yeager against the righty catcher here, Chandler. And he's going to foul this one right to the left side. So on two quick foul balls, Eli Yeager is going to find himself ahead of the count, 0-2. So no matter how they come, you'll take two strikes in a row. Ain't that right, Tommy?
No doubt about it. Got Chandler right where he wants him right now.
And Chandler's going to do his signature move. He wides his stance up, chokes up on the bat, crowds the plate, and every time he's done that, it has worked out for him, as it does this time as well. He's going to be hit by the pitch, and that's going to give him a base on the hit by pitch. And you know, if it keeps working for you, keep trying it, right?
I know what they we have a courtesy runner, and that will be Chase Hawkins.
Chase Hawkins comes in. And just to paint the picture here, he is crowding the plate as far up as he can and has his feet in the two corners of the batter's box. It's a, and chokes up all the way up on the handle. It's an interesting strategy that has worked for him so far. And that's going to bring up now the second batter in the lineup, Bryson Denton, who was struck out his last time out.
The one thing, the Burton fans have not heard it from me, but the Brenham, all the Brenham fans did. We have seen more hit batters this year than I have seen in a career.
As that one comes our way, sorry for the short pause there, as we just have to make sure it's not coming right for us. Lands about 10 feet to our right, goes into the woods here. But one ball, one strike, and one out here. And that one's going to get away from the catcher as he's going to go back and get it. That's Braden Martin, and that's going to advance the runner, pinch hitter, over to second base. And you said that was pinch runner J.C. Smith?
That was Chase Hawkins.
Chase Hawkins over at second base now. And that's Bryson Denton with one out, two balls, one strike at the plate, batting right-handed batter against the lefty Eli Yeager. Yeager's going to look back at second, deliver the pitch, and that one's going to, he's going to catch that one and right to second base. And Logan Toss is going to make the throw. And as Bryson Denton wanted that base, he dives in, but he's going to get thrown out at first. But that's going to advance the runner to third. And now with a runner on third, that's a pinch runner. Up comes number 21, Braden Lake. And last time out, he was able to cause some damage, Tommy. He had a home run that led the score, that started the scoring off in this ball game in that first inning. So you got it.
Totally different scenario in this game versus game one.
And he's going to have the pitch go right behind him. And good hustle play there by Braden Martin.
Great job there by Martin getting back there to retrieve that ball off that wall.
I mean, that one came up high, went behind the batter and goes straight to the backstop. Braden Martin sprints back to the backstop, dives, catches it, and throws it to Eli Yeager at home. But little did he know that the runner did not go. So good play there by Braden Martin nonetheless, but it probably prevented that runner from going. And on the next pitch is going to be on that knee-high outside corner. Good job there by Eli Yeager to get back on track. That'll make it a 1-2-1-1 count now. With two outs and a runner on third, Eli Yeager's going to want to get an out here, get out of the situation. Here's the 1-1 pitch. He's going to leave this one upstairs, 2-1.
I tell you what, you had Connor Malden didn't do anything in the first game. What do you do here? He hit another hit batter.
Another hit by pitch here by Eli Yeager. And this one inside, he's just struggling with the command whenever he decides to go inside with his pitches. And that's going to prompt Coach Thaler to come out and have a word with him. And as we go through this coach's conference with his pitcher, we're going to be right back after a quick break from our sponsors.
Daryl Kiki, along with Katie, Trent, and Tucker, are excited to see the Panthers baseball team make the playoffs. They would like to thank all the players, administrations, and parents for their hard work and dedication in building this successful Burton baseball team. Sports are a wonderful opportunity to learn teamwork, leadership skills, and to accept accolades with humility. Congratulations to the Panthers on a winning season. Go Panthers, all the way to state.
Insurance. Not something you enjoy buying, but if you need it, boy, you glad to have it. I'm telling you. Dahman and Associates in Brenham, your local agent for Germania Insurance, can help make buying insurance simple and less stressful. With over 250 years of combined experience, Dahman and Associates will find the best discounts to insure your car or truck, your home, or even your business. To save money on your insurance premiums, contact Dahman and Associates, your trusted local Germania agent at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham.
The mission of Burton High School is to provide the highest quality education possible to all students to the fullest extent of their individual abilities. And Burton High School has earned a distinction for academic achievement from the state of Texas. Burton High School is especially proud of the Panthers baseball team on their hard work and diligence. Join the student body, teachers, and staff at Burton High School in supporting the Burton Panthers by attending the baseball playoff games. Go Panthers!
As the sun comes down here in Buda, Texas, we have ourselves a windy and now getting chilly ball game, but thankfully the rain has stopped, so that should not be a factor here going further in the game. Just to catch up here after the conference at the mound by Coach Thaler with Eli Yeager and the rest of the team. In the top of the third inning, it is an 0-2 count now to Malden of the right-handed batter of the Longhorns with two outs and runners on second and third, and the breaking ball there, and it's going to be to first base. They're going to pick it up and step on the bag, and that is a third out to retire the side. Great job by the Burton Panthers with runners on second and third. They get left stranded, and it's still a 2-1 lead here for the Burton Panthers as we go into the bottom of the third after this word from our sponsors.
BVR Materials would like to wish the Burton Panther baseball team good luck in the playoffs. BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds and dozer work. Just call 979-530-5476. That's 979-530-5476.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school could receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
K&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060.
J&J Packing is a proud supporter of the Burton baseball team. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire says, go Panthers!
All right, as we come back here for the bottom of the third inning, it is now Ruben Hernandez up to bat to lead things off here in the bottom of the third, with the Burton Panthers leading 2-1. Spaeth is still on the mound here for the Longhorns. He's going to put the first one. That's going to be a fly ball out to center field. Jalen Wilson's going to read it, and he's going to make the play out in center field for the Longhorns. That's going to be the first out of the inning on the first pitch of the inning, and that's going to bring up now Eli Yeager, Burton Panthers, and the right-handed batter up against the righty pitcher, William Spaeth.
It was able to get Rodriguez to reach for that curveball and just got a bat on it, but center fielder able to make that catch first out.
Yes, sir. And on the first pitch to Eli Yeager, he's going to leave it low and outside 1-0. Here's 1-0 pitch there by Spaeth, and he's going to put it outside again, 2-0.
Tell you what, this umpire doesn't give outside corners.
He does not give anything easy, that's for sure. Just making these pitchers work for it, put it well in the strike zone. And that one is going to be well in the strike zone. Good job there by William Spaeth to get back on track. 2-1 now. Spaeth on Yeager as Spaeth finds himself behind the count, but just by a bit, 2-1. Good job getting back into that at bat. And he's going to put this one down low, right on cue, 3-1, as he finds himself well behind the count now, and Yeager jumps ahead, 3-1. Here's a 3-1 pitch to Yeager, and he's going to take that one, take his base. So with one out, that's going to put a runner on first for the Burton Panthers with a walk on the second batter of the inning. with William Spaeth throwing a fourth ball there. And up comes number 13, Braden Martin, catcher and right-handed pitch, right-handed batter for the Burton Panthers.
Second time in a row that Jaeger has walked, and both of the walks are to Eli Jaeger. Braden Martin with that big single his last at bat with two RBIs.
And with one out, a runner on first, here's the first pitch to Martin. And that was going to catch that knee-high outside corner. Good pitch there by Spaeth on the breaking ball outside to catch that strike zone and get ahead of the count 0-1 on the first pitch.
Spaeth still relying on that curveball.
And 0-1 pitch, this is going to be a fly ball out right field, and that one's going to drop in, and that's going to be a double for Martin as he comes into to second, and that's going to put Jaeger over on third, and quickly here with runners on second and third, that's two runners in scoring position for the Burton Panthers with only one out in the bottom of the third, and up comes Brady Griffin.
Now batting right fielder, number 12, Brady.
And here we're going to get a pinch runner for Martin.
That'd be courtesy runner.
Or courtesy runner, correct. And it's going to be number 21. Who's that, Tommy?
That is Coy Gerken.
All right, here's Coy Gerken. On second, and on third is still Eli Jaeger. Or I believe there's a courtesy runner for Jaeger as well. That's Isaac Modis. And this was going to get past the catcher, but Brady Griffin's going to hold him up, say, it's not far enough. Hold tight there at third. I'll get you in here in a second.
Which would be right. We apologize. We missed that with Modis being the courtesy runner there for Jaeger.
And this was going to be outside. That's now going to make it 3-0 to Brady Griffin. Finds himself in an ideal situation. Runners on second and third.
Cowbells are coming out.
And that one's going to get past the catcher. And, oh, that's going to be a fly ball
to center field.
And third base, Isaac Modis is going to tag up and come in to score a run to extend this lead to two runs, 3-1 for the Burton Panthers. Now that does put another out on the board, so two outs, 3-1 lead for the Burton Panthers, and up comes Houston Hody, number 18, in the designated hitter position, batting in that eighth spot.
And the rain's coming back, isn't it?
Yeah, it's starting to sprinkle again. That was what that beeping was as my phone was getting wet and not liking it. So the first pitch is going to be outside 1-0.
Hody with a single his last at bat. Pitch down in the dirt there again by Spaeth.
That's going to make it 2-0 as Hody finds himself ahead of the count here, 2-0. Let's see if he can capitalize on this opportunity with two outs and a runner on second. Here's a 2-0 pitch and a swing and a miss there by Houston Hody. And that was a low pitch that you can debate whether he should have swung on there, Tommy. You know, with the amount of breaking balls this pitcher is throwing, you got to be disciplined.
He throws one breaking pitch after another.
So that's 2-1 to Houston Hody, and he's going to – there, smart play there by Houston Hody. Makes it 3-1, watches that one go down low below the strike zone. And if he would have watched that third one come in as well, it could have been a walk here. But nonetheless, 3-1 here to Houston Hody. So 3-1, and that one's going to be low. And just one pitch later, he's going to get the walk that he deserved, and that's going to make it runners on first and second with two outs. And up comes number nine, Matt Raymer, right-handed batter for the Panthers up against the righty William Spaeth. And an interesting situation here because he's got runners on first and second. and two outs, looking to make something happen here, extend this lead. His last time out, he did reach on an E2. That was an error by the catcher. And an emphatic call there by the umpire for the strike as he catches that knee-high outside corner on his breaking ball that he does love so much. Good job there by William Spaeth. And next one's going to be a similar attempt, but just leaves it a hair outside. A little broke a little too much on him. 1-1.
He's just had a little bit of trouble all evening.
And what disastrous throw there by William Spaeth. He throws it to second, trying to get a pickoff on the runner, and puts it into shallow center field. And that's going to advance the runner to third. And I believe that's a pinch runner on third base there.
Wilson, courtesy runner. Wilson did a great job of backing up the play, but with good speed with the runner at second base, gets into third base.
And a swing and a miss there by Raymer is going to find him behind the count 1-2 now. So can they take advantage of that wild throw on the pickoff attempt that puts runners on the corners? All Raymer has to do is make some solid contact, put a ball in play here.
Oh, got him.
He's not going to do so. He's going to take a breaking ball and get caught looking for the strikeout. And that's going to be another strikeout for William Spaeth and retire the side, leaving two runners stranded but scoring a run to take a 3-1 lead are the Burton Panthers, as the Longhorns are still down 3-1. We'll be back with the top of the fourth inning after a word from our sponsors.
Sendero ArborCare is thrilled to congratulate the Burton Panthers baseball team and their dedicated coaches on an incredible achievement, making it to the playoffs. At Sendero ArborCare, they specialize in providing professional tree care services to keep trees on both residential and commercial properties healthy. If you need expert tree care at your home or business, call 979-836-4517. They're dedicated to serving the community with hard work and integrity, ensuring that your trees and property are in excellent hands. Call Sendero ArborCare today for the health of your trees and property.
KWHI invites you to tune in this Sunday to hear the Search the Scriptures with Pastor Larry Attiker from the First Baptist Church in Burton. It airs every Sunday morning at 10:30 on KWHI 1280. You'll enjoy music and a verse-by-verse study through the entire books of the Bible. We look forward to you joining us this Sunday at 10:30 on Friendly Country KWHI. First Baptist Church in Burton would like to give a huge congratulations to the Burton Panthers on their winning season and good luck in the playoffs.
The mission of Burton High School is to provide the highest quality education possible to all students to the fullest extent of their individual abilities. And Burton High School has earned a distinction for academic achievement from the state of Texas. Burton High School is especially proud of the Panthers baseball team on their hard work and diligence. Join the student body, teachers, and staff at Burton High School in supporting the Burton Panthers by attending the baseball playoff games. Go Panthers!
As we come back here to Hayes High School, it looks like we had yet another. Oh, it was a fly out to right. He was looking to have some legs on that one, but didn't get deep enough. And good job there by right fielder Brady Griffin to make the play. And that's going to be the first out of the inning on the first batter. And that's going to bring up number 18, William Spaeth. And a good breaking ball, Eli Yeager. That's going to be 0-1. And Eli says, you're going to hit my guys with a bunch of breaking balls. Here's one right back at you.
There you go.
So 0-1 count here to William Spaeth. And a swing and a miss there as Eli comes with a great change of pace pitch there. Puts a fastball up in that strike zone, 0-2. So now with the 0-2 count, one out, nobody on. Can Eli Yeager take down his second batter in a row? He's going to do just that with a breaking ball on that knee-high outside corner, giving William Spaeth a little taste of his own medicine there, Tommy.
No doubt about it. I came back with that that pitch on that outside corner and just literally flows Spaeth.
Catches him looking there for the strikeout. And I believe that's his third strikeout of the
evening.
That
is correct.
So good job here by Eli Yeager, getting strikeouts on the board. And first one's going to be outside 1-0 now, number 15, Jalen Wilson for the Longhorns here. And he's going to put this one up high right side, foul ball, 1-1.
Wilson's been a busy man out in center field.
He sure has. You know, in this game or last game, we haven't seen him much do much at the plate, but he has done more than enough out in center field.
Defensively, he's done his job.
So 1-1, two outs, here it is, and that one's going to be fouled directly back, and that's going to be another foul ball, 1-2. As you see Braden there, give him a tag in the back just to make sure if it was fair he gets the out, but nonetheless, it was a foul ball, so 1-2. Heads up play there by Braden Martin. Just better safe than sorry there. 1-2 count. Here it is. And, just barely tipped there by Jalen Wilson as he chased a pitch outside. Good thing he made contact because that kept him alive there. That was very, very close to going down swinging. All right, and Jaden's getting some cheers here from the crowd as he gets the one just a hair early and puts it right side, foul down the right side, right down the first base line. Looked like it may have had some eyes on it, came up blind, goes against the fence. That's going to keep him alive too.
Wilson was fooled on that pitch and had him swinging, just caught enough to hit it foul down that right side.
So good job here by Yeager, coming back with some off-speed pitches of his own. He puts a fastball in the strike zone there. Third baseman comes up, makes the catch, flips the throw over to first to Arthur Fuller. And great job there by Ryder Biggs to make the play, to make the read, come up, make the grab, throw it over to first. And that's a 3-up, 3-down inning for the Burton Panthers, keeping this a 3-1 ball game in favor of them. And we'll be back with the bottom of the fourth after a word from our sponsors.
St. John's United Church of Christ in Burton cheers for the Burton Panthers baseball and softball teams. This Sunday, worship with St. John's United Church of Christ. Worship services are at 8 and 10 a.m. with Sunday school for all ages at 9. As part of the United Church of Christ, they are committed to three great loves: love of neighbor, love of children, and love of creation. No matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are welcome at St. John's United Church of Christ, 516 Colorado Street in Burton. Sharing God's love one person at a time.
Need to open a checking or savings account, but just can't seem to find the time to get to the bank? We have a solution for you with online account opening from Brenham National Bank. Go to our website, www.bnbank.bank, and click open an account from either your computer or mobile device. At Brenham National Bank, we make banking easy. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
You've always dreamed of building a Bartominium on your farm or ranch. Well, now's the time to call DDM Custom Metal Buildings in Brenham. Need a new barn or horse arena? DDM Custom Metal Buildings can help. From storage buildings and workshops to homes and office buildings, DDM has been fabricating metal building components for more than a quarter century. Their staff has the experience to walk you through the entire process, from design to construction. Stop dreaming and start building today by talking with the folks at DDM Custom Metal Buildings in Brenham. Or visit ddmbuildings.com.
BVR Materials. They're more than just dirt haulers. They offer local.
All right, as we come back here for the bottom of the fourth inning, it's the Burton Panthers leading 3-1, and we're back to the top of the lineup with Tyler Witt up to the plate. Tyler Witt is last time I did fly out to center. And here's the pitch. And he's going to put this one foul down the left third base line, and that's going to be 0-1. So that one that takes a chopper down the third base line goes into the dugout of the Longhorns to find Tyler Witt down 0-1. And you just know for a player of his caliber, he is Not happy with not reaching base yet, being at the back two times now and flying out to center both times. He's going to be looking to change the tune here, and he's going to take this one outside 1-1. Oh, 2-1.
Yes.
Apologies, the scoreboard was off a little bit there. And this one down in the dirt, going to make it 3-1 now. So good job here by Tyler Witt getting ahead of the count and looking to get on base any way he can. Let's see if it will be by a walk or if Spaeth is going to put something in the strike zone here. Here's the pitch. And a good breaking ball that starts well inside and breaks right in time to catch that knee-high inside corner. So
that may have been his best curveball this evening.
That was a plenty of movement there. So 3-2 count, here it is, and a check swing there by Tyler Witt allows the ball to come in for a fourth ball, and that's going to be a walk for Tyler Witt, and he does exactly what we said he would do, and that is get on base for his first time tonight. So that's going to lead off with a walk here for the Burton Panthers and bring up Logan Tosta, right-handed batter for the Burton Panthers. And great job there by Tyler Witt. Lay off of that one. And you saw the crowd getting kind of into that one as they were having their ball four chance over in the Burton side. And looked like it was pretty effective as they get the ball four and get a man on base and Tyler Witt at first. So here's Logan Tosta facing William Spaeth, righty on righty. He's going to show bunt, bat well ahead of the bat. And the steal attempt there by Tyler Witt is going to be nice and in there. That's a beautiful jump there by Tyler Witt. The throw was nowhere near in time, and really Tyler Witt didn't allow it to be with the great jump that he had there. And that's going to be a steal of second base for Tyler Witt. So that puts a runner in scoring position now for Logan Tosta.
Huge, huge jump there by Tyler Witt.
It was a strike, so that's 0-1, and a bunt attempt there by Tosta, and that one did not get in front of the plate, so he's going to be 0-2 on a foul ball by Tosta on the bunt attempt. And a good job to get the ball in front of the plate there from Tosta, to get the bat in front of the plate there by Tosta.
Much better look this time around.
Just got a little over it, and that's what made it go directly down and behind him. So 0-2 with no outs and a runner on second. Here's the pitch to Tosta. And a swing and a miss there by Tosta. It does get away from the catcher, though. And the throw pulls first baseman off of the bag as it was well to his left-hand side, but able to recover in time and get the first out of the inning. But that does advance Tyler Witt to third base.
A good, smart base running there by Tyler Witt with that mishandled pitch there by the catcher. Catcher makes throw down to first base, a little air and throw, and first baseman have to go back and touch the bag to get that out.
Now, I'll tell you what,
first base.
Ever since we saw Tyler Witt get on base with that walk, he's done some amazing base running here and finds himself at third base. And up comes Ryder Biggs, number three right-handed batter for the Burton Panthers. Takes the first one for a ball. Here's the second pitch, 1-0, and he's going to put a hard ground ball down to the shortstop position.
Got it.
And a great throw there to second base, and a great throw by the second baseman to the catcher is right on time to get Tyler Witt out at home. So great play there by Bryson Denton to get on that hard ground ball and throw it to home with enough speed to give his catcher a chance, and his catcher capitalizes on that chance and tags Tyler Witt in time to get him out and prevent another run from coming in here.
Ryder Biggs did his job. He hit the ball to the right side of the infield, exactly what you want to do. But as you said, second baseman just fields cleanly, makes the great throw to home plate, puts the tag on him, stops the Panther from scoring another run.
Does his job there, but that does put Ryder Biggs over on second, but it also puts a second out on the board, and I believe that was a hit by pitch there. as Ruben Rodriguez gets hit by a pitch, and he's going to take his base at first. That's going to put runners on first and second, and up comes Eli Yeager for a pitcher-on-pitcher matchup at the plate.
Second time this evening Rodriguez has been hit by a pitch.
And I believe Eli Yeager also has two hit by pitches as well. So,
So here we go.
Eye for an eye, if you will, huh, Tommy?
There it is.
So with two outs, here's a pitch to Eli Yeager, and that was going to be left outside by William Spaeth on the curveball that he does love so much, a 1-0.
Eli here with a great opportunity to help his own cause. Eli's walked twice.
So on-base percentage, perfect. And he's going to put this one a fly ball out to left field. It's going to hook left side to go foul territory. And that one against the wind. So you know that one was hit fairly early there. Or late, I'm sorry.
You don't want to be hitting one to left field the way that wind is coming in right now.
Ain't that true.
The flags, when it gusts up, flags come straight out.
So 1-1 now to Eli Yeager with two outs and runners on first and second. He has an opportunity here to make something happen. Let's see if he will. He's going to put one right in the hole between second and third base. Around comes Ryder Biggs. He's going to slide in to home safe for another run to the Burton Panthers. And not a late throw there from left field from Connor Maldon. It just was a little bit off center to the right side of the catcher, which allowed Ryder Biggs to come slide in to score another run, as we're going to get Isaac Modest coming into second base to courtesy run. But nonetheless, that is now a 4-1 ball game in favor of the Burton Panthers, as we see them starting to pull away a little bit here with they already had a lead in the first inning. Now they've put up insurance runs in back-to-back innings.
A great piece of hitting there by Eli Yeager. Got a pitch shaded toward outer part of plate. Takes it right in between third and short.
Yes, sir, and that's going to put now Braden Martin on the plate. He takes the first one for a strike knee-high on that, about waist-high on that outside corner, and that's going to be 0-1 with two outs and runners in second and third. He's going to take a big swing, but unfortunately misses. That's going to be a swing and a miss there for Braden Martin, 0-2 now, as Spaeth in a tough situation with runners on second and third and two outs. Finds himself one strike away from getting out of this situation.
Big, big cut and came up big empty.
So 0-2, here's the pitch, and that one going to be left upstairs, 1-2. Trying to get him to chase something upstairs, just stayed too high on him. That breaking ball did not break, if you would. So 1-2 with two outs and runners at second and third. Here's the pitch, and this is going to be a fly ball out to right field. It's got some legs, but not enough to get out or to the wall, and that's going to be a play for the right fielder, Ethan Ballard, who makes the play and gets that final out of the inning, leaving stranded two runners for the Burton Panthers. So leaving two on, but scoring a run, another insurance run. That puts them up now 4-1 against the Harper Longhorns. As we go into the top of the fifth inning, we'll be back with that inning after a word from our sponsors.
If you've ever lost someone close to you, you know how important compassion is in a difficult time.
At the ceremony, their warmth and kindness meant everything to me.
Just that little extra kindness and consideration that makes the moment easier. Our caring staff will help you make your plans with sensitivity, compassion, and respect. Memorial Oaks Chapel.
Kenjura Tile Incorporated at 1004 North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Kenjura Tile has been owned and operated by the Kenjura family since 1967, and they're avid supporters of the youth of Washington County. The owners and staff of Kenjura Tile congratulate the Burton Panther baseball team on a great season and wish them good luck during the playoffs. Kenjura Tile thanks all the coaches and parents for helping make this experience possible for the young people of Burton High School. Go Panthers all the way to state.
Go fight, win, Burton Panthers. The Burton Chamber of Commerce is proud of the Panther baseball team and congratulates them on making it to the playoffs and to all Burton ISD sports and academic participants. The Burton Chamber, citizens and businesses, salute the athletes and coaches for all of their hard work. Stay current on area events by liking Burton Chamber of Commerce on Facebook and following them on Twitter. Become a member today and check out their website at burtontexas.org.
Yes. Yeah.
All right, as we come back here to Buda, the boys are warming up here as they have themselves a comfortable 4-1 lead against the Longhorns here of Harper. And tell you what, Harper is running out of time here as we are getting ready for the fifth inning. They're down to their last nine outs to try to make something happen here. They need three runs to get back into this ball game. And with that being said, we'll get started here to lead things off in the top of the fifth inning with number nine for the Harper Longhorns. That's going to be Tate Garrett playing in shortstop, right-handed batter.
Tate Garrett fly to center his first time at bat.
So 1-0 here as he takes that one outside. Good eye there by Garrett. And that one's going to be outside again there by Eli Yeager, 2-0. And Tate Garrett finds himself easily ahead of the count here, 2-0. So to lead things off, here's another pitch by Yeager, and that one is going to catch that upper outside corner of the strike zone. Great job by Yeager to get back into this at-bat, 2-1 now.
Nice comeback pitch there.
Yes, it
comeback
was.
Comeback by Eli.
And on the very next one, he's going to put it low again, 3-1. And as we get to a longer and longer night here, you see the crowd fatiguing here. And number nine, Tate Garrett's going to foul this one back. That's going to fill up the count 3-2. And as the Harper Longhorns feel this one slipping away, their crowd is getting louder and louder, trying to get their team back into it. And Eli Yeager's going to request a dry ball. So he's going to get a new ball here. And with the full count, he's going to get ready to get another pitch in. So 3-2 now here to Tate Garrett. Here's the pitch. And a curve ball is not going to catch the strike zone. Looking for that knee-high outside corner is Eli Yeager. And he's not going to find it. And that's going to put a runner on to lead things off here with a walk.
First walk given up by Eli Yeager.
Well, that is a very good performance here by Eli Yeager, I would say. He had a 3-up, 3-down inning the last time out. Now he does start things off with a walk, but it says a lot that that was only his first walk of the game, and we're in the fifth inning already.
Okay, we have a pinch hitter.
So for
Jax Bounds.
For Ethan Ballard comes Jax Bounds, and he takes a pitch inside that almost catches him in the back of the leg there. So that would not have been a good situation for Eli Yeager to get two runners on in the first two batters. But he avoids that, and a 1-0 count now to Jax Bounds. And the next one's going to be well outside for Eli Yeager, as you see the command starting to slip a little bit for him. So 2-0. So Jax Bounds here pinch hitting for Ethan Ballard, and this one's going to be outside for a third ball in a row by Eli Yeager, and you want to see him fight back into this at-bat with no outs. The last thing you want to do is lead things off with two runners on.
Let's see what happens here.
And the way these ball games have gone, this would not surprise me if we've had back-and-forth ball games. And that's exactly what he's going to do. He's going to leave this one upstairs, and that's going to put runners on first and second. And, Tommy, that's both of them.
I thought we would see Coach Thaler now. So.
Yeah, because that's both of them getting on with walks there. So not how you want to start any inning, much less an inning where you're up four runs to one, and the other team is looking for any kind of opportunity to get back into the game.
And I'll tell you what, that's that slow, deliberate walk there by Coach Thaler.
You see just by his body language that he wants his pitcher to calm down, throw some strikes, get back into the strike zone. And for the Harper side, you see a little bit of optimism here from the fans in the stands, because they know that with two runners on and no outs, this is a perfect opportunity for them to claw their way back into this ball game. And I'm sure that's what Coach Thaler's trying to avoid as he takes that slow, methodical walk back to the dugout, but not before giving his pitcher one last look over his shoulder.
Now batting catcher number 24, Drew Chandler.
Eli Yeager gives him a nod like, I heard you, coach. I'm not going to let you down. And now let's see what he does.
Drew Chandler has fly to right field and hit by a pitch his last at bat.
So we want that to stay 2-2 here for both teams. We don't want another hit by pitch. And
we're going to
get exactly that. So almost right on cue, Eli Yeager is going to hit the batter, and now that's three hit batters by the Burton Panthers to the two of the Harper Longhorns. But more importantly, Tommy, that now loads the bases for the Harper Longhorns with no outs in this game, with no outs in this inning yet.
Chase Hawkins, courtesy runner for
number two, Bryson Denton.
So here comes Bryson Denton up to bat, and Bryson Denton represents the leading run here.
Lead run, and that's, what is that now? Seven balls in a row?
I believe so. I guess we got that hit by pitch a ball, right?
It's close enough.
Here's the next pitch by Eli Yeager, and he puts this one on a one-hopper to his catcher, Braden Martin. And I think we can officially say, Tommy, that his command has withered away here in the fifth inning.
No doubt about it. We're going to see what this batter's going to. I see the batter taken all the way.
And 2-0, you were right. I mean, number two, Denton, was going to take anything that Eli Yeager sent him there, and he does a good job of putting that one in that knee-high outside corner to get back into this at-bat 2-1. But still, bases loaded and no outs. Not a good situation for Yeager. And this is going to be a line drive into left field. That's going to score one run. Up comes the left fielder to make the throw to home, and he's going to do a great job of keeping it to only one run scored here for the Longhorns. And I'll tell you, on a line drive to left field that could have meant disaster for the Burton Panthers, that was actually a heck of a play there by Matt Raymer to read that one, come up, cut that ball off, and get it into the infield in time to only allow one run.
You said it, couldn't have said it any better than what you did. Just good job there by Raymer, charging hard for that base hit. Held it to just one run.
So with that being said, it's still a 4-2. It's now a 4-2 ball game in favor of the Panthers. And first pitch is going to catch that knee-high outside corner, and that is number 21, Braden Lake. And I'll tell you what, this is the last batter that Eli Yeager wants to see come up.
You couldn't have said that any better either.
Braden Lake started off the scoring in this ball game with a home run, and that would be devastating here for the Burton Panthers. And he's going to put this one high over the fence and into the woods back here at Hayes High School. And 0-2 now, so great job by Eli Yeager against a very dangerous batter. Gets ahead of the count 0-2. Now let's see what he gives him. Probably trying to make him chase something here.
This would be a big out here to get Lake out.
So 0-2. Let's see what Yeager's going to give him. Here's the pitch. And he does just that, tries to get him to chase one up and away. Good job there by Braden Lake. Stay disciplined, know what was coming, and just watch that one come in for a ball to make this a 1-2 count. So bases loaded, still zero outs here. And a check swing there. Let's see what the umpire says. Umpire is going to say he's safe. He did not go around on the pitch outside. But honestly, not something he should have ever even thought about swinging at there, as that way pitch was well away and maybe even a little low.
I don't know if Lake saw that pitch release out of his hand, but it went way outside.
So 2-2 to Lake, and that one is going to be right there in the strike zone over the plate, catches the bottom part of the strike zone, and great call there by the umpire. That's going to be a strikeout as he catches Braden Lake looking, freezes him at the plate, and that's going to be the first out of the inning.
Huge, huge strikeout there by Eli Yeager.
Yeah, that's going to put the first out on the board for the inning. Still bases loaded, though, and already allowed one run. And he's going to hit the – oh, did not hit the batter. He's going to get the run – the catch first. And he's going to make the great hustle play to get the runner out at home and prevent a run from coming in and putting another board – another out on the board. Great job there. That ball was a high pitch, so he created the trouble by putting the pitch low and allowing it to get past Braden Martin. Martin hustles back to the backstop, gets it, and a good heads-up play by Eli Yeager to make his way to first, gets the throw, and tags the runner out at home plate.
Excellent play there. I don't know what the runner at third was thinking about, but we're going to give all that credit there to Eli Yeager.
So 1-1 count now here to Malden after that ball, and now he fouls one off right over the netting. So now that puts two outs, and like we always mentioned, Tommy, once you see that one out go on the board, it's a tremendous confidence booster to get you to get another one, and that's two quick outs here.
That it was a huge strike out there to Lake is to get that first out. And with the bases loaded and the hitter that Lake is.
And a foul to the right side. Yes, Tommy, you said it perfectly. With bases loaded and no outs and possibly the most dangerous batter for the other team at the plate, now it is now runners on second and third with two outs.
If the Panthers get out of this inning without any more damage, you're going to go back to this top of the fifth inning. There it is.
And a swing and a miss there as Eli Yeager gets Malden to chase one outside. And that's going to leave two runners stranded for the Harper Longhorns as the Burton Panthers able to retire this side. They did allow one run. That makes it now a 4-2 ball game in favor of the Burton Panthers. And we'll be back with the bottom of the fifth inning after a word from our sponsors.
Buying or selling real estate is one of the largest financial decisions most people have to make. To help you make the right decision, you want a knowledgeable, experienced, and licensed realtor as your partner. This is Susan Keel, owner of Market Realty, Inc. Any agent can open a lockbox or show property, and it doesn't take much skill to sell property when the market is strong. My team at Market Realty will get you the best price under any market conditions, because we have more licenses and experience than any other company in the area. With offices in Brenham, Burton, Somerville, and Palacios, Market Realty's team includes brokers, agents, general certified appraiser, tax consultant, and auctioneer.
Hello, this is Roger Chambers.
Hi, this is Gabri Means.
Hi, this is Diane Horseman.
Hi, this is Cooper Rayleigh.
Hello, this is Donna Hobbs.
Hi, this is Cheryl Stork.
Hi, this is Cassie Heron.
Hi, this is Jessica Flores.
When you're ready to buy or sell real estate, trust the team at Market Realty. You can find us online at marketrealty.com or on Facebook.
Whether you're building a new home, buying a new home, or needing insurance for your current home, Dominant Associates in Brenham can help you save money. Dominant Associates, your local Germania agent, offers many discounts on homeowners insurance to help lower your premium, like discounts for a new home, being claims free, for central burglar and fire alarms, and having companion auto and life insurance, or a liability umbrella policy. To save money on your homeowners insurance, call Dominant Associates, your trusted local Germania agent in Brenham, at 836-4241.
Back here for the bottom of the fifth inning with the Burton Panthers leading 4-2. To lead things off here in the bottom of the fifth will be Brady Griffin as he steps in the batter's box and waves the umpire off for a quick timeout to get a practice swing in there. On deck is Houston Hody. So with only a two-run lead now, the Burton Panthers are going to want a couple more insurance runs as Brady Griffin takes the first one inside for a ball. So 1-0 here to Brady Griffin, and next one a swing and a miss as he chases the pitch outside. That's going to make it 1-1. And with one thing that we've noticed here from Spaeth has been the amount of curveball and breaking balls that he throws. And as Brady Griffin fouls this one out right side, 1-2. So 1-2 count, here it is, and that was going to be a line drive right out into center field. Catches it right between the shortstop and second baseman, and a great hit there from Brady Griffin to start things off. After flying out his last two times out, I'm sure he'll be relieved to get on base here for the first time today.
Wind getting a little wild here.
Yeah, we lost the rain, but we got the wind. That's going to bring up number 18, Houston Hody, up to bat. His last time out was walked to first and then singled before that. And he's in a good situation here with a runner on first. Good position. And he's going to put a bunt down. That one's going to be right at the pitcher. And the squeeze attempt, he is going to be out at first, but it's going to do its job and get the runner over to second. And with Brady Griffin being able to reach second, Houston Hody is out. That is now one out and a runner in scoring position at second base with Matt Raymer coming up to bat.
Excellent bunt there by Houston Hody. Got the job done, got the runner down to second base.
And Matt Raymer, his last time out, struck out but was able to reach base on a walk in the first inning. And he's going to take the first one outside for a ball, 1-0 to Raymer. Spaeth's going to give him the second pitch, and this is going to be fouled right side, well over the netting and into the parking lot, which is well out there, and that is a hard feat to do. Oh, maybe not quite to the parking lot, but either way, 1-1 with one out and a runner at second. Matt Raymer looking to get some insurance runs in for the Burton Panthers, and that one's going to be left well upstairs, up in the attic by Spaeth, and that's going to make it 2-1 as Raymer jumps ahead of the count. And we're getting some wind from left field to right field almost directly, and it's picking up here. 2-1, and this is going to be a chopper down the first base line. That's going to be a foul ball. 2-2 now to Raymer.
Feeling a couple of raindrops again.
Yeah, it's been on and off all day, but we'll just go ahead and appreciate that it has not really come down too hard, no more than a light drizzle.
But we do have an official ball game, so.
And that's down the left side to stay alive in the count, Matt Raymer, as he was just a little early on that one, puts it foul down the third base line and stays alive 2-2. So with a 2-2 count here, Matt Raymer with a runner on second and in scoring position, looking to just get some insurance run here for the Burton Panthers. He's going to put a chopper down to the shortstop, and a fantastic play for him to stop it, but it squeezes out of his gloves, and he's not able to make the throw, so that's going to put runners on the corners. And I got to tell you, that was a heck of an effort there by Tate Garrett in shortstop for the Longhorns. On a hard chopper right in the hole, he's able to extend and stop the ball, but it squeezes out of his glove, and he's not able to pop up and make the throw.
As you said, just an excellent job there by Garrett just to get a glove on the ball. Great piece of hitting there by Matt Raymer. So now back to the top of the order.
Yeah, now with runners on the corners, it's going to bring up Tyler Witt, who his last time out was able to get on base with a walk, and after some nifty base running, ended up on third but was thrown out at home by, honestly, what was a great defensive play here by the Longhorns. And William Spaeth with that signature breaking ball is able to catch the top of that strike zone. That's going to make it 0-1. Caught Tyler Witt looking there.
They'll need need about 15 pounds of ice for his arm after this ball game.
He's up there in the pitch count for sure. And this is going to be a low pitch. It's going to get away from the catcher. And in comes sliding number 12, Brady Griffin, to score again for the Burton Panthers. That's going to be 5-2 now in favor of the Burton Panthers. So in game two of a best-of-three series, with a chance to put this series away, they're now up 3 runs again, 5-2. And they get back that run that they allowed on the top of this inning.
Yeah, the Longhorns just, they find their way getting back into the ball game, and then they find a way to let Burton go back and get back in that lead.
And on the 1-1 pitch to Tyler Witt, it's going to catch that knee-high inside corner beautifully there for Spaeth on the curveball, 1-2. So that's going to make the count 1-2 with one out and a runner at second. Here's the pitch to Tyler Witt, and he's going to put a bouncer that's going to come off of the glove there of Tate Garrett. And you got to feel for him because that was a chopper that was there to be had with it and a play to be made at first, but it bounces right off the glove, and that's going to be an E6 that gets Tyler Witt to first base.
I think he was thinking about making the easy throw there to first base to get the second out, and he just took his eye off the ball and bounced off his glove. Runners at the corner now for the Panthers to add to this lead.
So a golden opportunity here for the Panthers to increase their 3-run lead. And this is going to be a chopper right in the hole, right on cue by Logan Tosta. That's going to be an RBI single from Tosta as in comes Matt Raymer to score, standing up to home. And that one takes a chopper over into left field. And now that's going to put Logan Tosta at first with a runner on second. And up to bat is Ryder Biggs, who is a fantastic hitter here for the Burton Panthers, with only one out and now a 4-run lead. The opportunities are growing slim for the Longhorns to get back into this.
Wind just getting taken out of the sail a little bit this inning.
Here's the first pitch to Ryder Biggs. That one's going to be outside, trying to get him to chase one. 1-0 with one out and runners on first and second.
Tell you what, the other thing with the Longhorn pitchers, they just have not had any run support.
And now Spaeth with the low pitch is going to get away there from his catcher Chandler, and that's going to advance the runners now to second and third. And the Longhorns just looking for some kind of momentum here to get them out of this inning, as they felt good coming into the bottom of this fifth inning, but it has slipped away from them. They scored a run in the top of the fifth, but stranded two runners. Here's a throw, and this is going to be outside. It's going to get away, and right on cue, Chandler loses it, and in comes the run from Tyler Witt, and that's going to be another run, 7-2 in favor of the Burton Panthers. So great job there again to put another run on the board, 7-2. On a wild pitch again that gets past Chandler, it is all falling apart here for the Harper Longhorns.
And still only one out.
So now we have Logan Tosta over in third base, and Ryder Biggs is going to look to bring him in here. Unless, of course, Spaeth can give us another wild pitch. Here's 3-1, and that's going to be a nice hit there from Ryder Biggs. A strong grounder right past shortstop Garrett, and that's going to bring in Logan Tosta. Right on cue does Ryder Biggs get an RBI single, and that's now going to make it 8-2 for the Burton Panthers, and out comes Coach Lake for the Harper Longhorns, and he's going to have a talk with his pitcher, and I would not be surprised if that's going to do it here for William Spaeth. Yep, as Coach Lake is going to put his hand on his shoulder, he's going to tell him, look, appreciate the job you've done for us today, but that's going to be it. And he's going to pull him off, and in comes...
I think it's Tate Garrett, I believe.
That is going to be number 9, Tate Garrett, who's going to move from shortstop to pitcher. And as much as that may have to do with William Spaeth pitching, I believe it may also have to do with Tate Garrett in shortstop, as he has made a couple of errors in the shortstop position.
Yes.
that has cost this team and the Harper Longhorns to relinquish this lead even further. So with that pitching change, we'll be back after the warm-ups after 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Look at your vehicle. It's a mess. Just stop at TNT's Car Wash in Brenham for their new touchless car wash system with wash, wax, and sealant options. Now big enough for your oversized vehicles and dually trucks. Get a discount with a gas purchase at Felder's Buy and Buy next door. They also offer do-it-yourself stalls and a covered vacuum area. It's easy, it's affordable, and it's open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Your vehicle will look its best with a quick stop at TNT Car Wash on South Market Street across from Mariachi's.
Whether it's in school, sports, business, or life, it's all about teamwork. Our local teams work hard to represent our community. As your local community bank, we work hard to earn your business. Banking local enables us to continue supporting local teams, schools, organizations, and charities. Thank you for your business. We're proud to continue to support the Burton Panthers. Citizen State Bank, local banking for the community we call home. Member FDIC. Go Panthers.
Do you have a home, farm, or ranch project you like to take on? Maybe you need to add a pipe fence or a storage building or barn. No matter what project you have in mind, DDM Pipe and Seal in Brenham can help. DDM Pipe and Seal has a huge inventory so they can supply the pipe, angle iron, tubing, flat plate, roll-up doors, metal building components, and even welding supplies. Their staff will make sure you leave with everything you might need for that project. Get started by visiting them online at ddmbuildings.com or stop by and speak with a friendly folks at DDM Pipe and Steel in Brenham.
Oh. We may get four and call it a game.
As we come back here for the bottom of the fifth inning for the Burton Panthers, they have really put it on here in the bottom of the fifth. Four runs scored to bring their run lead 8-2 against the Harper Longhorns. And the Harper Longhorns have been forced to make a pitching change now. That's going to be Tate Garrett over in the pitching position now. And he's going to put the first one outside, and that's Ruben Rodriguez up to bat. With one out and a runner on first, it's a 1-0 count now to Ruben Rodriguez and an opportunity to make this an even bigger ball game. And that's going to be a steal to second for Ryder Biggs as the pitch comes well inside and doesn't give the catcher a good opportunity to make the throw. That's going to be an easy steal there for Ryder Biggs. So now a runner in scoring position at second base is Ryder Biggs. And at home plate is Ruben Rodriguez looking to bring him in. Here's the pitch to Ruben Rodriguez. He's going to get a hold of this one. He's going to drop that one right into shallow center field. Around third comes the runner, and that's going to score another run as that ball squeezes back past the center fielder, and that's going to put Ruben Rodriguez on third base. So Ryder Biggs scores all the way from second base, and Ruben Rodriguez gets all the way to third on that RBI. And what are we going to call that one, Tommy?
We're going to call it a single and an error.
I think we're going to go
wind up at third.
I would love to call it a triple, but I think you're right. So nonetheless, that's going to make it now 9-2. And what was a close back and forth ball game has now come in jeopardy of a run rule here, Tommy.
Yeah,
and just like that, it's going to be in a left field. That's going to score another run, and that's going to make it 10-2. In comes Ruben Rodriguez off the RBI single there. And great job by the Burton Panthers to just keep their foot on the pedal, keep their foot on the gas.
That was Eli Yeager with his second single with an RBI in a row.
So now after Tyler Witt did it both ways in the last game, here's Eli Yeager doing it both ways in this game. I'll tell you what, I have been thoroughly impressed by both those players here today, as I have by the entire Burton baseball team.
No doubt about it. They've really come on and did what they needed to do here in this inning.
No doubt. First pitch here is going to be 0-1 as it catches that knee-high outside corner. And that is Braden Martin on the plate.
Braden Martin, 2 for 3, a single,
and
a double.
And this throw is going to get away from Tate Garrett as he tries to pick off the runner at first. And right in front of the Burton Panthers dugout, you're going to see the first baseman take a spill there and look kind of a nasty one. And good sportsmanship there by the Burton Panthers. They helped him up after they saw he took the spill right on the concrete in front of the dugout. So good to know that, you know, these, not only is this a good, skilled baseball team, they are a bunch of exceptional young men showing good sportsmanship over there. Well, next one's going to be low, make it 1-1 now. So with a 10-2 run, with a 10-2 lead here for the Burton Panthers, it's one ball, one strike, and one runner on in scoring position.
They ought to just put this thing in the books this inning.
And here's Braden Martin. And this one's going to be outside again, 2-1. And Braden Martin does, who is at the plate right now, does represent the game-ending run if he's able to come in.
And I think that's Isaac Mottis, the courtesy run in, correct?
He has been. It would be a safe bet that he has been a frequent courtesy runner here, and he's going to take another base there. He's going to get to third base easily on a pitch that gets past the catcher, Chandler.
Another wild pitch there, makes the count 3-1.
So now with a 10-2 ball game, a 3-1 count now, Braden Martin and a runner at third is able to make it a 9-run game if he can make some, if he could just simply make contact and keep the ball fair here. And
ball
that was going to be up high, a ball. Didn't think about that situation. It'll be a walk here to Braden Martin. He's going to put runners on the corners with still one out, and it's going to bring up Brady Griffin.
And there's your courtesy runner.
And that's going to be number 21 for the Burton Panthers.
That is Coy Gurka.
All righty, Coy Gurka getting some time on the field.
Now batting.
So Gurka on first, Modest on third, and batting at the plate is going to be Brady Griffin, who has an RBI today.
And we batted around.
And that's going to be a steal there for Gurka as he gets sent on the throw. And a low throw does not give the catcher a chance to pop up and make the throw. And now that's two runners in scoring position with Gurka on second representing the game-ending run.
Brady Griffin singled his last at-bat and scored a run.
So 1-0 to Brady Griffin, and he ducks away. That was a nice curveball by Garrett there, as the reason that Brady Griffin ducked was that he thought that was going to hit him square in the shoulder, and it breaks in right in time. Beautiful pitch there by Garrett.
Really pretty pitch. Really pretty pitch.
1-1 with one out, and another breaking ball. And it looks like that one is not
going to
catch.
I thought he may get the call on that one, but he did not.
Plenty of movement. Another one that looked like it was going to hit the batter and breaks in right on time. So Brady Garrett showing that he's got that same amount of movement that his counterpart Space had.
You couldn't have said that better. He's
going to check the swing, and he definitely went around on that one. Saw it from up here. So that's going to make it 2-2 now, even up the count to Brady Griffin. And I tell you what, the last thing he wants to do is strike out here because he can get a couple RBIs here and end this game.
Ow.
And he's going to get hit by the pitch, and now that's going to load the bases with one out. So in a situation where Garrett just had to get one more strike to get a runner out and put two outs on the board and a step closer to getting out of the situation, he instead bails the batter out by hitting him with a pitch. And now that's going to load the bases with only one out, and here comes Houston Hody.
A single, a walk, and a sacrifice.
Beat me to it there, as I was just going to mention that he has had a day on the plate. So a pretty dangerous batter here for the Burton Panthers in Houston Hody.
Good opportunity here for the Panthers to put this game in the books.
Here's the first pitch to Hody. And that one's going to be a down low for a ball, 1-0.
you know, up until this inning, it's been, you know, just another outstanding effort by the Harper Longhorns. They just, the wheels kind of fell off this inning.
And that was going to be a one-hopper that's going to put it 2-0 as that one-hopper gets to Chandler. And Garrett takes off his hat. I believe Garrett's showing a little bit of frustration on the mound right now. He just
needs to settle down and try to throw strikes. Do the best you can to throw strikes now.
He's got to settle down here. He's going to give us another one-hopper that's going to make it 3-0 now. So with bases loaded, 3-0.
No place to go.
No place to put the runner. That's going to, if he throws another ball, that's going to drive in another run and make it a 9-run lead here for the Burton Panthers.
If I'm Hody, it would have to be a fastball.
And he's going to catch that knee-high outside corner.
I was going to say it'd have to be a fast, for him to swing it, it'd have to be a fastball right down the center of the plate.
I couldn't agree more. With 3-0, you just got to take whatever he's going to throw and just hope that he puts one outside. Almost does there, but catches that knee-high outside corner. Good pitch there by Garrett. 3-1 now. Here it is, and that one's going to be in the dirt, and that's going to be a walk, and that's going to score another run. And look at Hody chopping it up over to first base. I think he's in a hurry to get out of here.
All right.
So that's going to be another walk here for the Harper Longhorns. And up comes Matt Raymer, as we've made it well through the lineup already in this inning.
And we still only have one out.
Yes, sir, as the wheels have fallen off here for the Harper Longhorns. You got to commend them. They have been in this game most of the way through, but here in the fifth inning, after scoring a run in the top of the fifth inning, the wheels have fallen off in the bottom.
Oh, my goodness.
And he's going to have now six balls in a row with now a 2-0 count to Matt Raymer. And Tommy, a walk ends this game. And Raymer's not going to let that happen, as that pitch looked like it may have been up high and outside. He takes a swing at it, and he's going to put it.
He figured if he's going to get an RBI, he wants to do it with a base hit.
Yeah, he's going to put that one, foul that one up right over the netting for a foul, 2-1.
And he's going to put
this one, and that's going to end the ball game, as it's going to be a line drive past the third baseman, and that's going to put one into left field, score a run. That's now 12-2, and that's going to be a 10-run rule for the Burton Panthers. This second game does not get to seven innings, and the Burton Panthers come out with a sweep against the Harper Longhorns as they win their second round matchup against the Harper Longhorns. And nothing to hang your head about if you're the Longhorns. They definitely fought hard, especially in that first game. Actually, the mood in the stadium was that they had a great chance to win that first game, but the one thing you can say about this Burton Panther baseball team is they are not going to give up for anybody, and they have fought back and fought hard several times in these games and in these playoffs, and they're going to be advancing to the third round. We'll keep you updated on what that matchup is going to be. Just stay tuned to KDBHI.com for any news regarding the Burton Panthers, and we'll be back with some postgame after this word from our sponsors. 12-2 win for the Burton Panthers.
When you shop for a new car or truck, you probably don't look at only one make and model. You want choices. When you buy insurance, you should have choices too. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. Because we're an independent insurance agency, Wellman Insurance can offer you many choices of insurance companies for your new vehicle. Companies you're familiar with, like Travelers, Nationwide, Safeco, Germania, Progressive, Hohheim Prairie, just to name a few. And we'll search for the best discounts available. Get more choices by calling Wellman Insurance Agency today. Or visit our website at wellmaninsurance.com for the location nearest you.
Daryl Kiki, along with Katie, Trent, and Tucker, are excited to see the Panthers baseball team make the playoffs. They would like to thank all the players, administrations, and parents for their hard work and dedication in building this successful Burton baseball team. Sports are a wonderful opportunity to learn teamwork, leadership skills, and to accept accolades with humility. Congratulations to the Panthers on a winning season. Go Panthers, all the way to state.
K&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060.
J&J Packing is a proud supporter of the Burton baseball team. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire says, go Panthers.
All right, so we come back here to beautiful Buda, Texas. It is now nighttime at the end of this doubleheader between the Burton Panthers and the Harper Longhorns. And, Tommy, we could not have asked for a more beautiful scenery. I know you're a big fan of the hill country here. And being that this is a stadium that is surrounded by the forest here in Buda, I could not have asked for better scenery or a better result to these ball games as the Burton Panthers complete the 2-0 sweep of the Harper Longhorns. And not for nothing, I mean, a fantastic game here. And you have a comment there as something developed. You see Coach Lake of the Harper Longhorns running his team after the loss.
And now we're going to have Coach Thaler up here.
And Coach, just a quick thought, hard-fought game, especially that first game there. How proud are you of these boys able to fight back, secure that first win, and come in for the 10-run rule in the second one?
I tell you what, the first game, you know, we were hitting balls right at them, and they never gave up, and that's part of baseball. You know, as long as you don't give up, play all seven innings, and I was proud of them. And then come back second game, you know, we put some runs up in the last inning there, so that was great.
Yes, sir. And speaking of how baseball works, you know, it almost seems like a rule of baseball that when you have an opportunity to make a big play and you don't come up, that opens the door right up for your team to make a big play. And we saw that a couple times here today, so good job for your team of seizing those opportunities. And what do you have to say about that?
That's just it, keeping the momentum on your side. And you know, there was a couple times like they had bases loaded, you know, and no outs, and we were struggling there. Was it top of the fifth? Something like that, and I called timeout just to stop the momentum of their team. So momentum's big in the game of baseball.
It is huge, especially in a game like baseball, where once you get rolling, you got to keep rolling. And you guys did just that, putting up, I believe it was 9 runs in that end of the game there. So a way to keep your foot on the gas. And what does that say about your boys?
You know, we finally started hitting the ball, finding the holes, and like I said, they never gave up, and they were just at the end of this game, they were having fun, and that's what baseball's about. So we just need to keep on going and keep on having great practices, and we'll see who's up next.
Right, put this one in the books and on to round three, correct?
That's right, yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you for coming
up,
and
thank you.
A pleasure.
Yes, sir.
So, folks, that was Coach Thaler there, and always a pleasure to talk to him. Always a great attitude about the games, and that just goes to show you every time in a team sport, it starts at the top, and I couldn't become more true than with Coach Thaler and the leadership he shows for these boys. And the Burton community, a tight-knit community, and Coach Thaler right at the center of it. I mean, you see here now the parents are over there, and like Daryl mentioned in the softball game that we did, it's not them celebrating only with their son. They are celebrating with all of the team, and it's a true group effort here for the Burton Panthers.
Oh, great, great support here by these Burton fans. Congratulations to the Burton Panthers and Coach Thaler and all his players.
All right, and we'll be back with some more postgame after a word from our sponsors.
Do you have a number one on your list when it comes to quality new home construction, remodeling, or plumbing repairs? Tilleman Construction and Stegan Tilleman Plumbing have been serving this community for over 64 and 47 years, respectively. With such a strong history of lasting quality, make Tilleman Construction your first choice for any of your residential needs. Tilleman Construction is proud to sponsor the local area athletes and is cheering for the Burton Panthers in the playoffs.
Burton Meat Processing specializes in quality meats for your freezer. Bring your animal into Burton Meat Processing for slaughter and processing. Cut and wrap to your specifications. They process calves, pigs, and deer. Call them at 289-4022 to order meat processing. They also have fresh and smoked sausage and bacon available for sale. That's 289-4022 for Burton Meat Processing. 1120 Navasota Street in Burton. Open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 4:30 and Saturday from 8 till noon.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors supports the Burton baseball team and wishes them good luck in the playoffs. Support the Burton High School baseball team this spring by attending their games. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Panthers from everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors.
All right, as we come back here to Buda for the post-game wrap-up with Javi Jr. and Tommy Lange, I do have to give an update on the Lady Panthers softball team, and it is an unfortunate one as they were down 3-0 in their 2-0. I'm sorry, in the top of the sixth, they did fight back just like this Burton baseball team did, but they ultimately lost the game after coming back 4-3. They allowed three more runs and lost 7-3 in the seventh inning. And so that is the update on the Burton Lady Panthers. But coming back here to the Burton Panthers baseball team, just a tremendous performance all around. We had great pitching, fantastic defense. The bats were a little bit asleep in that first game, but they woke up at the end of that game in the seventh, and they carried that over into that second game.
No doubt about it. And what they did is whenever an opportunity presented itself, the Burton Panthers took advantage of every opportunity which they had. Just a great solid performance by Coach Thaler and that Panther baseball team.
Yeah, and it's something that we've seen all year from Tyler Witt. He had 9 strikeouts in that first game. Comes out, just does a great job. Ryder Biggs comes in and says, "Hey, buddy, I got you. I'm going to finish this up for us." And the last two batters does just that to finish things off for him. And then in that second game, Eli Yeager, just like Tyler Witt, coming out, throwing strikes early, often, getting batters out quickly, and just doing a great job at the mound, but he also did it at the plate. He brought in some runs and just showed the contributor that he is to this team, and I know his parents are out there as well as Arlie's boys' parents, just celebrating like crazy. And something I do want to touch on, the Harper Longhorns baseball team, they have nothing to be ashamed about, though I think Coach Lake might feel a little differently as he was running the boys after the game. How do you think about that, Tom? He was making them run suicides out in outfield after losing the playoff game.
Wow. I know he's frustrated. I know the coach is frustrated. There were some plays that the Longhorns should have made, and when they didn't make a play, it just went downhill from there.
Took the wind out of their sails, if you would.
Big time.
Yeah, so, you know, once that ball started rolling and that doubt crept into their head, it definitely ended up in them allowing a bunch of runs there at the end to get 10-run ruled. But up until then, it was a very close ball game. It was a very close ball game in the first. So the Harper Longhorns did fight hard today. Unfortunately, it has to be somebody's night, and it wasn't there. So congratulations to the Burton Panthers, who fought just a little harder and fought back in a comeback victory in the first game and a 10-run rule in the second game. They take the series 2-0 against the Harper baseball Harper Longhorn baseball team, and they're going to advance to the third round of the playoffs. No word on who that's going to be just yet, but we'll keep you updated on KWHI.com, and we'll be back with some more postgame after a word from our sponsors.
Playoff season is here, and Quality Glass is proud to stand behind the Burton Panther baseball team. Just like the Burton Panthers, Quality Glass plays to win, offering expert automotive glass services with speed, skill, and precision. From windshields to back glass and everything in between, they get the job done right the first time. Let the pros at Quality Glass knock it out of the park. They're a hometown favorite for a reason. Here's to a strong playoff run. Go get them, Panthers. Quality Glass, where quality is more than a name.
The mission of Burton High School is to provide the highest quality education possible to all students to the fullest extent of their individual abilities. And Burton High School has earned a distinction for academic achievement from the state of Texas. Burton High School is especially proud of the Panthers baseball team on their hard work and diligence. Join the student body, teachers, and staff at Burton High School in supporting the Burton Panthers by attending the baseball playoff games. Go Panthers!
Hody Farms in Burton is a proud supporter of the Panthers baseball and Lady Panthers softball teams as they head into the playoffs. A special shout out to their own, Natalie and Houston. Your family is so proud of you both. For your next show pigs, for 4-H or FFA projects, give Hody Farms in Burton a call. 979-251-4718. Good luck in the playoffs. Go Big Red, all the way to state.
Well, back here for the post game of the playoff series between the Burton Panthers and the Harper Longhorns, and the Burton Panthers able to edge out the Harper Longhorns. Then that was a two-game sweep of the Harper Longhorns. So congratulations to the Burton Panthers. They're over there celebrating with their families. And one thing that I am extremely grateful for here tonight, Tommy, is not only the Burton sweep, but also the fact that this weather held up just enough for us to not get rain delayed, as we've had some bad luck at that recently.
Got a little touchy, got a little cool, but other than that, the weather did hold off, and you know, that was just great news to see them. They had this doubleheader on the books to try to get two games in this evening, and I'm sure there's activities going on starting tomorrow, either Saturday, for both teams. And just a great performance here this evening by the Burton Panther baseball team.
Yep, and that's going to bring up the conversation of rest versus rust. But I believe when you're a young high school player, there is no such thing as rust, right? It's just plenty of rest, and these boys bounce back really well. So we're going to keep you guys updated on exactly what's going to happen in the third round for the Burton Panthers. But they are going into that third round absolutely on fire, on a bit of a hot streak here. That's now after, and not to mention that after a three-game losing streak to end the regular season, they're now on a four-game winning streak to start the playoffs, and that's two run rules that they now have, also on top of two shutouts that they have so far in the playoffs. So great performances defensively, great performances at the plate by the bats, and we'll be back with the final post-game wrap-up after this word from our sponsors.
I'm Anthony Jasinski, and I have an urgent message.
Excited to introduce to you Brenham's own mattress guy. Handcrafted all new line of mattresses called Rolobed. I designed this product with comfort, quality, and cooling in mind. Rolobed wraps you in plush support for the ultimate sleep experience. Whether you prefer firm or soft, Rolobed offers you both for the price of one.
Yeehaw!
And don't forget, this is exclusively offered at Mattress Guys, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham, or call 836-1010 today.
Looking to upgrade your outdoor living space? Woods and Lumber has got you covered. Their stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington have a wide selection of treated lumber, and they can special order composite decking to suit any style and budget. Treated lumber is perfect for those looking for a classic and durable option, while composite decking offers a sleek and modern look with low maintenance. With expert advice and a wide variety of options, Woods and Lumber has everything you need to create the outdoor oasis of your dreams. Visit today and start planning your deck renovation.
You've always dreamed of building a Bartominium on your farm or ranch. Well, now's the time to call DDM Custom Metal Buildings in Brenham. Need a new barn or horse arena? DDM Custom Metal Buildings can help. From storage buildings and workshops to homes and office buildings, DDM has been fabricating metal building components for more than a quarter century. Their staff has the experience to walk you through the entire process, from design to construction. Stop dreaming and start building today by talking with the folks at DDM Custom Metal Buildings in Brenham, or visit ddmbuildings.com.
All right, so we come back here to beautiful Buda, Texas, where tonight it was a sweep for the Burton Panthers of the Harper Longhorns. And just a fantastic game here. A rainy day, but it was not rainy on the scoreboard as the Burton Panthers came in, did their job. And any final thoughts from you on the game, Tommy?
Oh, I tell you what, just in this second game this evening, when the opportunity presented itself, when the Longhorns started making a couple of mistakes. The Burton Panthers, what they did is they just went out and started taking advantage of those mistakes. There were a couple of, you know, a couple of incidents. There were definitely turning points in this ball game this evening. But, you know, give credit to Coach Thaler and that team over there for really playing hard. And then when they had, you know, you don't like to see a run rule game, and you definitely don't like to see it happen to another team. But, you know, when the opportunity presents itself, go ahead and take advantage of it. And just a huge, huge victory for that Burton Panther baseball team.
That is exactly right, Tommy. And after a comeback 5-1 victory, that is a 12-2 victory in that second game for a 10-run rule here for the Burton Panthers. That now puts them at 2 sweeps in a row and off into the third round. So congratulations to the Burton Panthers baseball team for getting to the third round of the playoffs. And let's see what the future has in store for them. As Coach Thaler said, it's time to put this one in the books and get on to round 3. So for KWHI, my name is Javi Jr., and this was Tommy Lange. And thank you for tuning in. See you next time, and have a safe drive home.
Are you looking for a new or pre-owned Toyota? Then look no further than Tegeler Toyota in Brenham. For over 30 years, Tegeler Toyota has been helping you go places. Come by and visit our friendly sales staff who can assist in finding which new Toyota car, truck, or SUV is right for you. Tegeler Toyota has also been there even after the sale with our award-winning service department. Tegeler Toyota, conveniently located at 1515 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Visit us online at teglertoyota.com.
Collier Construction is pleased to be a part of Washington County and proud of the Burton youth. They support the local students in their efforts to excel in all areas, whether it's in academics, sports, music, or drama. They wish all the best to the school administrations, faculty, and students of Burton Independent School District during the academic year. Collier Construction congratulates the Panthers on a great baseball season and invites you to join them in supporting the Burton Panthers and their quest for state.
Is your auto looking dull no matter how much you wax it? And those scratches on the side, are they too much to bear? Head to Brenham Collision Center, the Spies Hecker Certified Paint and Body Shop in Brenham, for fast quality service and original manufacturer's parts to return your vehicle to looking like it did when you first drove it off the dealership lot. Brenham Collision Center at 810 West Main in Brenham, offering lifetime warranties. They're committed to quality. Congratulations to the Burton Panthers on a winning season, and good luck in the playoffs.
Today's broadcast of the Burton Panthers baseball playoff game was made possible by St. John's United Church of Christ in Burton, Burton ISD, Collier Construction, Sendero Arbor Care, Brenham National Bank, Dominant Associates, BVR Material, Quality Glass, Burton Meat Processing, Brenham Collision Center, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Burton Friends and Neighbors, Woodson Lumber Company, Blinn College, Market Realty, J&J Packing, Conjura Tile, Citizen State Bank, DDM Pipe and Steel, TNT Car Wash, Mattress Guys, First Baptist Church of Burton, Hody Farms, Tegeler Toyota, Wellman's Insurance, Tilleman's Construction, Daryl Kiki, Katie and Trent, and Burton Chamber of Commerce. This has been a presentation of KWHI Sports.